Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
So after we take the mug shots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officer. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean,
is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. Kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No.
Paul Perillo.
Don't forget your Rogaine.
Rogaine. Check.
And don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair just looks thinner.
Using of the Rogaine. Check.
And Andy. And Andy?
You have to park so close? Yeah, what's wrong? It shouldn't be here.
Andy Hart.
Why is that? I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Eric Scalavino.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
For now, anyway.
And 6 months ago, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together, looking for strippers.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like, ooh, let the dogs out. Ooh, ooh.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. What a day. Wednesday, sitting on top of the world, the NFL world anyway. Everybody's here, even Eric, in an Argyle brown and orange sweater, V-neck. The whole gang is here. Pro Bowl selections were announced. Six Patriots are headed to Hawaii. Well, at least in name only. I don't know if they're actually going to go.
You hope they don't go.
Right. Interesting group of names. Couple that were locks, and I think one that I think everybody is.
Two locks and a shock.
But we'll get into all of that, as well as what happened last night with the MVP race. It ended. And all of the rest here at PFW in Progress. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. The Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-543-7482. Already we have many, many emails that have come in. People just chomping on the bit. A lot of it is a reaction to the impromptu AK-47 show that Andy did yesterday.
The name makes sense again. Did you see how we spun it? I'm A.
Right.
He's K.
Right.
And Paul's 47, so it's perfect.
Very good. Paul's
back
here.
For you, Paul.
Checking his Twitter and his phone.
Careful, you get fined $50,000 for that by the NFL.
So, guys, first things first, Pro Bowl. So we got Brady and Wilfork as starters. What's the matter, Paul? You're safe?
Andy and I were talking about a play from last night's game that I hadn't seen. He was describing to me the Sidney Rice touchdown. I could see why that was incomplete.
But it didn't hit the ground.
It looked like it did.
Oh, no, it definitely didn't hit the ground.
Looked like it moved.
It moved, but it didn't hit the ground.
I just wanted you to say it moved.
Okay, so Brady and Wilfork.
It never hit the ground.
First
unless
team
you were
starters.
For oil.
Then you got.
Greg Oden. Fred can tell you. He's seen it.
Then you got Gerard Mayo, who made it.
Gerard.
Gerard
actually, Warren did not.
Mankins made it.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise there.
A little bit of a surprise.
Why don't you go through the starters
not because
first?
Not because of his play.
Brady and Mankins are starters, right?
And Wilfork.
And Wilfork.
And then the Killer M's are the backups.
Right. So you got Mayo.
Yep. McCourty.
McCourty makes it as a rookie. Very impressive.
Very impressive, yeah.
And then Brandon Merriweather. And when we heard that, we were a little bit shocked because even on this team, he's not playing as the best safety, but you know, I was trying
or
to figure it out.
Best.
I was trying to figure it out. I think it's a combination of things. One, he made it last year, so that whole popularity thing. Two, I think when you look down the list of AFC safeties, there aren't a lot of great ones. And three, I think
guys just look down the list and say, who's got the most interceptions? And other than Merriweather, there's like three other guys that have as much or more interceptions than Merriweather.
Right, but as Andy pointed out, he's barely the best or second best safety on this
team. It just shows you how superficial the voting is, because guys, who am I going to vote for? He made it last year. He's got three interceptions. Okay, you know? And I think that's where it ends. I don't think there's much more thought that goes into it.
This is weird, but
you know,
you
it's
think
impossible for a guy on another team to know really what's been going on with this team, you know, in the safety position.
Do you think he benefited in the what I will loosely call idiots of the NFL's vote for the head-to-head hit on Heap?
I said
guys
that
like
yesterday.
Channing Crowder and James Harrison, maybe they said, I'm voting for my boy Merriweather.
Well,
he's one of us.
Not just because, you know, he made the hit, but because his name was in the in the headlines.
I think it's more for what Andy's saying. The guys that think that they don't, that's not wrong,
right,
say he's one of us.
Like from afar, maybe they think he's not playing as much because of that, because he was a headhunter.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, you know, it's not, but they don't have a lot to go on, and they just go on something.
Mm. Right, right. You know, so he has 67 tackles, which ranks up there with a lot of safeties, and the three interceptions. So that, you know, if you're just going by that, he jumps out. But again,
about playing time?
How would we know what how would a guy in the Patriots know what's going on in the defensive backfield of the Raiders, you know, for example?
Well, a lot of times they ask, like, a receiver, you know, who's a good corner?
They talk. Mm.
Who's a good safety?
Right.
Tackles, who's a good pass rusher on their team? So
some of the guys do.
Cross-pollinate a little.
There's no perfect way to do it, and I think this is proof of it.
Well, some people say that the writers should do it, but even
I don't think that's a perfect way to do it either.
No,
I saw Bert Breer posed that the pro personnel directors of all 32 teams should vote or something.
Because they're the ones that are scouting all the teams.
Yeah.
And you can't vote for your own.
It's not a bad idea. Not a foolish suggestion.
Hurts you to say that a little bit, huh? Because it's Bert.
Because it's Bert. No, I think we talked about Bert a little yesterday. I never would criticize his work ethic or whatever. No. I mean, he puts an honest effort.
We just kind of mock him. And we do it to his face, so it's okay.
Right. So it makes it all right. This is a head-scratcher. Kevin had an interesting thing. You never said where that was from, Kevin, that email that you sent me today?
That was Pro Football
was
Focus.
Was it Focus, our boys?
I was doing my homework on the guys coming on later.
Second worst Pro Bowl selection, they deemed Merriweather.
Who was the worst?
Marquise Pouncey. They
Ray
said.
Lewis.
Oh,
was,
for this year?
Yeah, and Ray Lewis was third.
I thought you meant ever. I mean, it's
up there. It's up there forever. I can't imagine ever a third-string safety has been named to the Pro Bowl team. And that's what he is. Let's call it what he is.
But he is because we know he is. But, again, other guys don't know that. They don't know what's been going on.
I would think that
yet.
They would see a game and see him not playing.
They don't see a game.
So how do you think – all right, how do you think a guy like James Sanders feels when he sees
– Patrick Chung?
Patrick Chung. Yeah, either of those guys who have more playing time, more experience, are just better players than him, and they see that come out. How do they react?
Andy's boy Jimmy doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care about
He's all about
stuff.
Team goals.
I'll tell you who I bet you're never going to get him to talk about it. But I'll bet you deep down, Bill Belichick's not happy. Because I think that this is a guy that they've had a hard time coaching to play the way they want him to play. Mm-hmm. And this is further validation for the player to do it the way he wants to play.
Andy, so ridiculous.
No, I said the same thing, Paul.
I think it's a...
I don't
this
think
isn't good
care.
For the
I think it's a bad message for the coach.
Then that's when
I think they're coming
it.
To the end of the road. I think he's next in line where they give up on guys. I think he's next in that line. And I don't think Bill cares whether he's a two-time Pro Bowler or not.
Oh, he doesn't,
do what
that.
I need for
I'm
my team.
About,
unexcused.
I'm going to cut him.
I'm talking about if he's
unexcused.
On your team. Now, if they just cut him, then
that's
fine. You're cutting ties with the guy.
Now, I heard Tom Curran.
But if he's back, I think it makes it harder for them to coach him.
Mm-hmm. I heard Tom E. Curran, our TV brethren, on the radio yesterday saying that Merriweather hasn't played as bad as a lot of people
I heard
have
that,
said.
And I immediately hit my antennae went up when he said that, and I immediately thought to myself,
change the channel.
He knows that he made it.
Okay.
Because remember, it wasn't announced until 7 whatever on the NFL Network.
Right.
But clearly the teams know about it, and they have ways to find out. I heard the exact same comment, Freddie, and I thought Tom knows that he's on the team, and that's his roundabout. Because anybody that's been in the press box this year, one of the biggest topics of conversation has been how poorly he's played virtually every game.
When
among
he's played.
The, among the
when
writers.
He's played, and, exactly.
Yeah, unless he's on the sideline.
Now here's something I'll say, and I've said it before, and I'll stand by this. In this league, with the amount of yards that are racked up through the air every week, there's probably a starting safety on every team that's, you know,
the whipping boy?
Yeah, the whipping boy on every team. You know, and he's a legitimate starting safety, but you know, you
but
just
he's
look
not
at
anymore.
You look at why are they passing on us? Why did they just convert that, you know, 3rd and 13? And some safety gets beat up every week on every team, and that's just the way it is in this league.
So you put him in the Pro Bowl?
No, I'm just saying that maybe, you know, I think we get on cornerbacks and safeties a lot, but that's probably one of the toughest positions in this league because it's such a
Do that with everybody. We see the warts of everybody. We watch them every week.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between our criticism of Gerard Mayo and our criticism of Brandon Merriweather.
That's a great analogy.
Mayo is a good player who we thought was going to be great, and we're not so sure he's gotten to great yet.
Kraft and Mayo go
Merriweather
together.
Is a backup safety on this team. He essentially is a backup now, Fred.
Right.
Because of injuries at various points to Chung and Sanders with the flu at different times, you know, he's kind of been pushed out there. But he's a third safety for this team. Sometimes maybe fourth.
When Page was healthy, he was the fourth safety in Chicago, I think.
I'm not sure.
I think it was Chicago.
There's one of those on every team that is praised. That,
no.
You know, I think most people have realized he's not what we were expecting when we drafted him in the first round. I know he's a two-time Pro Bowler in just four seasons,
yeah.
Which is ridiculously impressive.
You know,
it's not what he is.
The other thing that helps him is first-round pick out of University of Miami.
Doug,
you know, yeah, so all those things I think weighed to him, guys going down the list, I'll give it to Brandon Merriweather.
They screwed, you know? A mistake was made. I mean, what are you going to do? There's not the only one.
And the fans were part of it because he was second after fan voting.
Plenty of other mistakes, I'm sure.
Fans are not guilt-free in here because we got a lot of comments. What the heck is going on? How did he get in? Shouldn't Gronkowski or Welker or Chung have gone over him?
Right.
There were plenty of those comments to the blog. So
fans from other teams who don't necessarily pay attention.
And I'm guilty of that. I've filled out Pro Bowl and All-Star ballots before, and I just, I don't know, click on a name somewhere.
You pick for your own guy.
No, but I'm saying even for other teams.
When you have to pick for someone.
If there's not somebody that jumps out, you kind of just pick a name or whatever.
I recognize that name. Yeah.
Like we were talking about, for example, we were talking about tight ends yesterday and whether or not Gronkowski had a shot. And we were going over a bunch of guys and we were saying how, you know, Heath Miller's been hurt. Todd Heap has been hurt. Dallas Clark has been hurt. Antonio Gates has been hurt. Now, we all said that Gates, his numbers were so outrageous that he probably would make it anyway. And he did. And we were throwing out, well, maybe Gronkowski has a chance. You know, you look at his numbers and we said, well, Dustin Keller from the Jets, pretty good tight end. He has pretty good numbers. Maybe he makes it. You know, but it'll be interesting. Mercedes Lewis was the other guy who made it. Has twice as many catches and the same amount of touchdowns. But it's just not a guy on the radar. And that can happen if you're not really watching the league. Now, a lot of the fans, they do, because they see all the games every week. They watch, you know,
and they have fantasy teams. And they have
the direct ticket,
they,
you know, and they see how many plays this guy has made. As soon as I saw Mercedes Lewis's name yesterday, I immediately said to myself, you know what? Every week I see the Jags highlights, he shows up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's a good pick. And I had no idea what his numbers were then. I looked him up this morning when I got here.
But it's the battle that Gronkowski's always going to fight because he's never going to have as many catches as whatever four or five guys are having good years that year.
Right.
He will have the touchdowns, though.
He will. But people, if they do, okay, touchdowns is the same. Well, this guy's got 20 more catches. I'm going to vote for him because the blocking and the other aspects of his game don't necessarily translate until his name gets there. Then he could become one of those guys, if he's this good next year, and if he gets in, then people say, well, it's not just the numbers with him, and then he becomes a five-time perennial Pro Bowler because he's got the name.
Yeah.
Some people were thought it was interesting to point out that four of the six guys that made it were on defense.
Yes.
On one of the lowest-ranked defenses in the league.
Very interesting. But three of the four are what we called, you know, the core of that defense. We've said you can't lose Wilfork, you can't lose Mayo, and McCourty has become that. They're the only guys that have started all 15 games for this defense.
Right. Yeah.
So we are of the belief, you think it's bad now, try to imagine this defense without those three. It would be horrendous. So I think that's...
I do think that's interesting,
and
though.
As bad as the defense is, they're along with a team that is 13-2.
And they did a lot of things.
They're in the highlight package. When you watch the highlights, if you're a player on ESPN, you see the pick, you see this pick, you see this fumble recovery return for a touchdown. You don't necessarily see the 425 yards they gave up the rest of the game.
Right.
And what was it on the NFC side? Dallas had five players make it?
I can check.
You have the list
there? Atlanta had seven, right?
Atlanta had seven. Patriots were second, most in the AFC.
Yep.
Dallas had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes.
At one time, they had 13 one year, Dallas. 13 guys made the Pro Bowl. That's ridiculous.
Was it?
Or yeah, I think it is.
Was like, it like in 92 or 93?
During the Aikman era?
Hall of Famers?
Well, no.
Or like in the 70s or the
80s? I don't know. But that's the record, I think. I think the record is 13 with Dallas.
I mean, I think we're going to need to leave him alone today.
Moose, Emmett, Aiken. Aikman.
Moose, he says.
He starts with him. Starts with Moose.
But a lot of times it works that way. If no, you're a notable name fullback who also happens to block for the best running back in the league.
And if
you have the
times,
offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Deion Sanders. I don't know where these overlap. You had plenty of talent.
Ken Norton on defense for a few years.
Aikman, Haley. Irvin, and Novacek.
Yeah.
Novacek.
Then you got Darren Woodson.
Darren Woodson.
Ken Norton and all those, you know, they were.
And then if you steal a kicker and a punter or a returner or something.
And that's what happens. A lot of times the good team, like I think Atlanta's fullback is one of them, that Mahaley guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of times the better teams tend to get those positions too because they
benefit
show up.
Benefit of the doubt too, yeah.
You know, it's weird though. I'm looking on this Falcons, you know, the seven guys that made it. You know who's not there? Remember the guy who stood out to Fred?
Brian Finneran? He got robbed.
They got seven Pro Bowlers. They didn't stand out to Fred, but Brian Finneran.
So, who do they have? Matt Ryan, Roddy White.
Ryan, White, Turner.
Turner did make it.
Mahaley.
That's four.
Gonzalez.
Oh.
And then Abraham and Eric Weems.
Oh, Abraham had a huge game.
Yeah.
A huge year.
A huge game Monday
Gonzalez
night, too.
A little bit
Eric
of reputation
Weems is a
special.
Return specialist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, proving my point. A lot of times the better teams get those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Patriots did that one of the years. They had, Adam made it and Izzo made it, you know, as the special teams guy. One of the years they won the Super Bowl. They had, like,
Lonnie
six or
got
seven.
Hosed. He never made it.
Six or seven guys won.
Yep. So, that was interesting. Hopefully, like Eric says, none of them will be able to go because they'll be too busy getting ready for another game.
You think there's any chance Brady goes?
Even if the Patriots don't get to the Super Bowl?
Right.
No.
I don't either. Because there's a good chance they lose the week before. If they can go, it's because they just lost, and I don't think he'll want to go.
Yeah.
Or they can't go because they won.
Yeah. The only one in that case would be Mrs. 75 and Mrs.
75. No. Will Fork will go. McCourty will go. Mayo will go. The first-timers in Will Fork will definitely go.
Merriweather would never miss it.
Yeah, Merriweather won't miss it. I mean,
he thinks he belongs.
Look, a gift horse in the mouth.
Well, we got a lot of emails coming in at webradio@patriots.com. Some of them critical of us.
I like those.
You know,
what do we do now?
Brooklyn Matt really bitch slapped you yesterday.
Not
huh?
really, because he made up this fictitious life.
Well, I don't.
I
know.
Actually think it was Eric.
If it's true,
I think
really,
they're the
he
same
really
person.
One upped you. Then.
And by the way, there is a term that's opposite for phallic. Both you and Brooklyn Matt failed. It's yonic.
How do you spell that?
YONIC.
Isn't that the guy that sells those CDs on TV? Yonic. He does those big concerts at like the Greek.
That's Yanni.
Oh, that's Yanni.
By the way, your boy Buddy Farnham's back on the practice squad.
Really?
Yeah,
our practice squad?
Him.
When news breaks, we break it.
Brown's best, Buddy Farnham.
Radio.
Yeah, that was an email that came out earlier today. You guys got to check your email.
I definitely didn't get that
I did,
email.
And I didn't get that email.
Oh, maybe it was
it
on
must have
Twitter.
Been on Twitter.
Yeah, they had a spot.
Yeah.
There's only seven guys listed.
Yeah, Buddy Farnham.
Huh.
KK.
Yeah.
Can't catch.
I really think we should get Boss Bailey so we could have Farnham and Bailey on the same team.
Now, that made me laugh. Is Boss Bailey still in the league?
Don't get Champ Bailey right now.
Well, I figured that was unrealistic.
Boss Bailey might be in a wheelchair by now. Didn't he have a bunch of knee injuries?
Yeah, something like that.
His knee was his neck.
Oh, that's even better. Maybe he's in a bed with a straw.
So who could be happier than Barney Farnham? He has a chance to...
Hector Longo, wasn't that his guy?
Yeah, but he has a chance to, like... hook on for the playoffs and get a ring.
Hey, hey, hey. You know what that is? That's because of a Bill O'Brien. That's we need a guy, and Bill O'Brien says, how about Buddy Farnham? That's what that is.
All right. Hmm. All right. 508-543-7.
One of the more astute things that Bill O'Brien comes up with, Andy.
That was the rare double, all right. I don't know if you saw that. All right. All right.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com. Let's see. Let's get to some emails because there's a lot of them.
I got a lot of emails.
This is Omar writes in. I'm really not sure what you have against Merriweather because he's good. He had a horrible game once against the Packers last week, but he's a stud. Can't you conclude that he deserves a Pro Bowl selection because of his stats and interceptions? No.
No.
It seems that you guys are struggling.
Did Fred just say no?
He did.
I did.
After he spent the first 15 minutes trying to tell us
no,
why.
No, I was coming up with the reasons why a guy might pick him. That's all. It seems that you guys are struggling this year with predictions and football opinions. You didn't think that law firm would help the team, and yet you were wrong. You were very pessimistic about the team this year by predicting 10-6 and even 9-7, and yet you were totally wrong. I can't even believe that you do not think that Woodhead's jersey is worth buying. Don't forget that he carried the offense when Tom Brady sucked. You should focus less on your
assist. I need a refresher course.
When did Tom Brady suck on the way to winning the MVP award?
I don't know.
Okay,
you should focus less on your own opinions and more upon facts. Maybe you should all be nicknamed Negativino. Pro Bowl or not, it doesn't matter since we all hope and pray that no Pats will make it to Hawaii, but to the real bowl game in Dallas to win another Super Bowl. And P.S., the reason why your ratings are down is because you are not talking about football most of the time. I like the show because it keeps me in touch with my Patriots news. And since you guys are out there at Gillette Stadium, you should be able to give us info we cannot get through the regular media. Other than that, Happy New Year and go New England. So.
I don't need your Happy New Year wishes after that rant.
Wow.
I tend to think our ratings are down because we talk too much football lately.
Let's see. Tizant from the Financial Control Department says, I don't understand why so many media and Boston fans are upset that Brandon Merriweather made the Pro Bowl. He has made mistakes, of course, but who hasn't? You guys keep saying he doesn't play. If he doesn't play, how did he get 66 tackles and 3 picks? Also, last I looked, he isn't causing any problems in the locker room. He has no off-the-field issues. When I listen to him on EEI, he talks about doing things the Patriots way. I like the guy, and I think he deserves a lot more respect than Boston fans and media give him. So?
First of all, I don't think there's any anger about it.
No.
I couldn't really possibly care less. Here's what I'd have to say about the way the whole thing came about. At the beginning of the year, the Patriots had safeties that were banged up, and Merriweather was playing. It's basically when he compiled his statistics. Lately, when everybody's been healthy, Jared Page missed about 5 games. Matter of fact, he got yanked from that Baltimore game, and Jared Page went in for him, and Page
got
hurt. And that's why Merriweather went back in.
The worst calf injury ever.
And he then missed the next, I think, 5 games. Mm-hmm. That's when Merriweather played, as an injury replacement. When everybody's healthy, Merriweather basically doesn't play. And as far as the off-field, no off-field problems, Mike Reese, who does not throw these things out there, intimated against Chicago the reason Merriweather was sidelined was because of a discipline problem.
Right.
Correct?
That's true. Late for meetings.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when he compiled his stats, when Bill had no alternative but to play
him. That's kind of the facts. Mike and Wilbraham.
That's kind of the facts, not opinion.
Can it kind of be a fact?
Well, we don't know because he intimated, so we don't know.
Well, he said it.
Yeah. Right. And if he says it, it's. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of like the local version of Jay Glazier. If he reports something, it means he knows it. Quick one, but did you notice that Richard Seymour made it for Oakland?
That's interesting.
And that means 6 of Bill Belichick's 9 first-round picks in New England are in this year's Pro Bowl.
Well, I'll give you another.
And one, Ty Warren couldn't because he was hurt all year.
Neumeier and Ryan were on filling in
again. I'll
tell
you who had a shot, by the way. He didn't deserve to, but Ben Watson had 61 catches.
You know.
Right?
Neumeier and Ryan were on today filling in on for Dennis and Callahan on EEI, and they went down the list of all the playoff teams and the quarterbacks. Most of them were first-round picks. Breeze was a second-round pick, except for Brady and Castle. And it's interesting, you know, that these are the only two low-round quarterbacks that are in the playoffs. You know? What is that? You know, it's got to say something about the system. No? Just pure luck?
The Brady one, I still think, is pure luck.
But the, you know, he
Castle, I think they developed.
Well,
in the system.
I think Brady developed a little bit in the system.
No, he benefits from the system, but you were lucky. You got a Hall of Fame.
I think you were lucky to get both of them. I think.
Well, I'm not so sure. I think they targeted Castle as a guy with physical tools who didn't play. Who maybe he has some of the characteristics when he's in our system for 3 years, mm-hmm. he'll be a good backup. I don't think they thought he was going to be an NFL starter.
No, and, you know, they drafted him in the 7th round, you know, but I think it is something. It's interesting that the guys that were low, you know, both came from the Patriots. I think Patriots fans should be proud of that.
I think it's very interesting that there are only 2 low round picks. I don't know what it says about any system.
Both from the same team.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that
says. I think whatever it means, Patriots should be proud of it. and their fans. Let's see. This email
is Hasselbeck a high pick?
No.
Well, they're not in yet.
They're not in yet.
No, but they could be.
They could.
I assume they were including.
Yeah. He was a mid.
So they eliminated Jacksonville.
I think he was a sixth round pick.
Six?
They eliminated Jacksonville and Seattle. They didn't count them in this.
Yeah. Mike and Wilbraham.
Now it's four.
This email is from the kid who wanted.
Bob Ryan already has them at 14-2. So why, you think he's? I mean, I think they're going 14-2 as well, but they haven't played the game yet.
I just heard him talking about how he's kind of been forced into following football. He doesn't really like football, but because Belichick's here and the Patriots are good, I kind of have to follow football.
This email is from the kid who wanted to kick Eric's ass a couple years
ago. Nice. Is he all grown up, ready to go?
It would probably be considered a hate crime now due to his recent decisions. Wow.
What recent decisions?
To be
no
by later.
Formal artistic training.
I've been listening since then and
I didn't even know what that one meant.
I've been listening since then and put me down as a lunch buyer for the dog days of June, except for Eric. No, that's not right.
We don't do that.
We can't do that.
Actually, what did you have with Mike? You got into a fight with him?
I don't even.
He wanted to beat you up?
Who knows? Who cares?
I just wanted to talk about how ridiculous Merriweather's Pro Bowl selection is. 67 tackles, 3 picks are his stats this year. T.J. Ward of the Browns has 126 tackles, 2 picks, and has made a huge impact on his team. I did not hate Brandon, but I think he definitely did not deserve this selection. Also, the fact that Mankins got the nod with only 6 games shows his absolute dominance, and I certainly think it calls for a re-signing. My main question in this email involves
8 games, I think, right?
I don't know.
Is certainly the whole 7-game winning streak plus the Cleveland game.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
That would add up to 8 games.
My main question in this email involves the upcoming playoffs. Assuming the Ravens get the 5 seed and the Jets retain the 6 seed, what do you believe would be more favorable, a Ravens loss or a Jets loss? The Ravens would come to Foxborough after a matchup in Jacksonville, which projects to an easy win. The Jets would come from KC, and they also look like they could win that one as well. I would rather see a Jets team with no pass rush, but I think that the Pats would never lose to the Ravens after the debacle in 09. It seems as though Ray Rice has lost some of his speed and explosiveness, and Bolden and Houshmandzadeh have dropped off recently. The Jets have no pass rush, and I don't see Sanchez getting lucky again after last year. Thanks for the great show.
I'll take the Jets, thank you.
I will. The Jets are number one on my wish list.
I'm not convinced that they're going to. If that scenario plays out, that they're going to go to Kansas City and win.
No, I think they'll lose.
I don't think that happens.
So then we play Kansas City?
Kansas City is playoff ready.
No, they'd play the winner of Baltimore and Indianapolis.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to work out perfectly for the Patriots.
Which would probably be Baltimore.
After getting beat in the playoffs and not in any way losing to the Ravens, they needed to go to overtime, and they needed the defense to step up 5 times to beat the Ravens.
Well, that's
so
I
don't really buy that logic.
Number one on my toughest opponents list would be Baltimore. And I think the Patriots are going to get a break because I think in a lot of people's minds, number one and number two on the toughest opponents list are Baltimore and the Colts, and they're likely going to play each other. So you're going to have one eliminated before you even have to break a sweat.
Since that early game, what was that, week 3 or 2 that the Patriots beat Baltimore?
4 or 5. I think
4.
It was 5.
5. 5. 5? No, 6, because we had the bye week in week 5.
7. No, 7. Yeah. Can I get an 8?
They were 4-1 after 6. That win.
Since that, week 6. Since that time. How much has the Ravens improved, do you think?
Significantly.
Yeah.
Defensively. They didn't have Ed Reed there.
Ed Reed is back, and he looks like Ed Reed.
On offense. The Patriots are light years.
Right.
I mean, much more of an improvement. The Patriots are much, much more better, as they say, right now than the Ravens are.
How much more better is Joe Flacco?
That's what I was going to say. I don't think their offense is
he's been very good.
Has progressed as well as people thought they would.
I'm not sure
after
he's
early.
Hasn't.
15
it hasn't.
Games.
It hasn't, but he's been better lately than he was then.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Sam from North Carolina is on it. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
What do you got?
I was wondering, you guys already started talking about it, but what do you think of playing the Chiefs in the playoffs this year?
I am fearful of that matchup, very much so.
Yeah, I am too, I'm going to be honest.
I got them slotted at 3 in the Pauley rankings.
Yeah, they run the football and they don't turn it over, and that scares me a little bit when you have a team that not only doesn't make mistakes, but they have the ability to make big plays with Bo, with Jamal Charles, who had a great year, went to the Pro Bowl. Even on defense, Eric Berry's made some plays for them. Derek Johnson has played pretty well. The young corner. I think that's a tough matchup beyond just
Flowers.
The everybody knows what each other's going to do with Romeo and Charlie. I think physically, they're a solid team. I don't think they're great, but I think they're solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and How about, do you think Matt Light might have been Pro Bowl worthy this season? I mean, I thought, just watching, I mean, I've been loving the Pats for years. I thought Light may have just had his best season as a pro.
You know, I threw that out there. Paul and I were trying to guess who, with someone who actually knew who they were so that we could get things ready for the website. And I threw his name out there. You know, when we had run down,
I had run down at least 10 or 11 names by that point.
He has had a pretty good season.
I think he's had a Matt Light year. I think every year has been the same. I didn't think he was great when he went to the Pro Bowl and was an all pro. And I don't think he's terrible when he's not. I think he's pretty close to the same guy every year.
Yeah. Maybe he would call it consistent.
I call it consistent, a middling consistent, you know, wherever you rank him as a
middle of the
pack,
left tackle. Game he's
bad. But there were some people at the beginning of the year that thought he might not even have a job in the offseason.
A lot of that was money.
Yeah, that was money related.
Yeah. Well, he's here and he's doing well. I mean, I haven't heard of a lot of
problems. I thought he would have a job, but they didn't necessarily think it was here.
He could thank Logan Mankins for that.
Yeah.
And Rob Gronkowski. And LG
Crumpler. No, he can thank Logan Mankins
for still being here.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about his play on the
field. Mankins didn't have a holdout or sign that contract. I think he wouldn't be.
Kazier would have been on the right. Vollmer would have been on the left.
Correct.
Except Kazier would
have been on the right.
They didn't know that then.
They didn't know that at the time, right.
I think you guys aren't giving enough credit to Light.
I think he's fine.
I think he's fine, too.
He's a nice little left tackle.
He's certainly not Joe Thomas or Jake Long.
What else you got, Sam?
That's about it. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
All right, see you, Sam.
Sam from North Carolina. JC
in a few words.
In Illinois, as I'm sure you know and I've already begun discussing, our very own Mr. Merriweather has been selected to a second Pro Bowl. This blows me away, as it seems there are at least two better safeties on the Patriots, let alone the entire AFC. Since the Pro Bowlers are decided by fans, coaches, and players in equal thirds, I would have thought that the coaches and players would have fixed the fans' mistake on this one. What am I missing? Well, I think we talked about that earlier. I think it's a very superficial vote. I don't think they put a lot of thought into it. I think they look down. They see three interceptions. He made it last year. University of Miami, first-round pick.
Who were the safeties?
I heard his name in the headlines a couple times this year, and they picked him.
One.
Okay. It's that simple. Merriweather.
And Polamalu.
Polamalu, yeah. There's the three. Two of these things go together.
It's phone's
ringing off the hook in there. Apparently, we don't have anybody to answer it.
Well, he has to get food, which is much, much more important.
I already ate.
Yeah, I got a
That's
thing.
All that matters.
I actually got a lunch thing today.
A lunch thing?
Yeah, I know why.
You're
You're going to blow off the show for lunch?
Just the last couple of minutes.
So, yeah, you're going to blow off the show for lunch?
Giovanni writes in.
Carmazzi?
Says, dear Fred, in... Fred Andy in Paulectomy.
I see what you did there.
I don't. What does it mean?
He says, I hope you enjoyed your holidays, your mini vacation / pig out experience in upstate New York. Glad to see you guys are back safe and sound.
Thank you.
A few things. First off, Andy is the most reasonable one here. No one cares about that Jagoff Ace Frehley. Feet are gross. And about Landon Cohen, I'm sure he would get more playing time if he was the heir to the kingship of southern Tanzania. Why does it matter? Oh, and about Hot Nicole.
Who's this guy? I like him.
She's probably a 46-year-old cougar who listens to PFW while her kids are at soccer practice, and she's watching videos of feet.
Who's Hot Nicole?
If she's actually hot, I don't care. It's right in my wheelhouse.
Quick revelation, Fred.
Yeah.
Remember our discussion of Xbox Kinect porn?
Yeah.
Saw it on the news this morning.
Oh, really?
Microsoft is distancing itself. None of it is official, but there is. They showed a guy with his hands like bags of sand, just squeezing them.
Oh, my God.
It was on the screen. Somebody beat me to it. I knew it would come.
Right.
Whoa, hey now. It's going to be a dirty Xbox, a triple Xbox. We put the box in Xbox.
We're going to become a nation of people with like dark
potentials in Xbox.
Xbox with three X's.
Or just box with three X's.
Eric, you going to get one?
Shut up.
Got it.
why do you think he wasn't here yesterday?
Giovanni also says, interesting to see the Pro Bowl picks. I agree 100% with you guys on picking Gronkowski. Interesting to see that Antonio Gates still made it despite injury. Not sure if it was Andy or Paul who said Mankins would get love despite playing only 8 games. That one was spot on, too. Mayo and McCourty, also good names to see in the roster. But the pick of them all, and Paul is rolling his eyes, is everyone's favorite safety, Brandon Merriweather. How he is a pick, I'm not sure. If they were that bent on taking a Pat safety, I think Sanders would have been better suited.
Woo-hoo!
Manning, Polamalu, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis all made it by default. But it's always fun to see Roethlisberger, Sanchez, and Eli womaning get the can.
Well, I would put Ed Reed in the Logan Mankins category.
Absolutely.
He came back, and all I saw was Ed Reed picking off passes
and
running down the field
for
half
six
games or whatever
it is. And
he
played more games than Mankins, right?
Oh, he did?
Didn't he come off?
I thought he was about the same. I thought.
I thought he came off PUP after the sixth week.
I thought he missed at least one extra week.
Okay, so he played about the same as Mankins. I have no problems. And Giovanni's right. Andy and I thought that Mankins would get strong consideration. I didn't think he'd make it. I thought he would be a really interesting guy.
It's so hard with guard, though.
That's
definitely a reputation.
They've been on a winning streak since he came back.
That position, I mean, not necessarily.
And
Mankins,
you look at and look,
I think you,
if you
I
look
think
at
blowing
you
him
look
off.
At what they've done on the ground with Danny Woodhead and Jarvis Greenell and say, wow, the line must be playing well, you know. And the sacks against Brady, hasn't been sacked a lot. Okay, there's your measuring stick, I guess.
I just look at the way it was without him and the way it was with him and how much better it's been.
Also, a few things on the MVP race. How much do you think last night's loss to the Vikings affects Vic's MVP chances down the stretch, if at all? I find it absolutely ridiculous that the MVP is shaping up to be a race thing. But then again, don't you notice that veterans like Hall and Robach, who have 18 years of playing between the two, pick Brady, whereas third and fourth year guys like Lorenzo Alexander pick Vic? Not sure. I'd like to hear your take. Jets suck. Bill Polian is a geezer, and Ken Walter rocks. And P.S. Andy, keep up the obnoxious sure, and thanks for not responding to my email by saying, who's this douchebag, as you often do.
Sure. Well, no, not when somebody leads with Andy is the most whatever on the show.
A different guy, wasn't he?
He's trying to get on your good side for some reason.
Who's that, Carmazzi?
Giovanni.
Oh, that was the same email?
Yeah, Giovanni loves me. Oh. I'm big
with
the Giovannis.
Email. Even though he agreed with you, I
like him.
Thought it was a good email.
Matt,
was there a question at the end there we were supposed to answer?
No. The next email.
Yeah.
No, just statements.
I'll never get one.
Matt, a.k.a. Matt Truck. This is Matt checking in from the D.C.
Who's Matt Truck? I've never heard it before.
Is it safe to say after the performance of Vic against the Vikings that Tom Brady's the MVP?
Yes. That was the question that the other guy asked, too.
I think we all said that.
Turn it over.
We all thought that Brady was the MVP going into that game. You know.
I think most people did, but we're giving Vic the benefit of the doubt.
It's interesting that race became an issue yesterday, and then Vic went colorblind last night and was just throwing to the Vikings all night long, hitting them in the chest.
I was willing to say co-MVP before the Eagles-Vikings game. Mike Vic is an awesome player, but Tom Brady's the best, hands down, this year, because he makes the least mistakes in the most big plays. No turnovers for Sir Thomas. Can I get an amen, Patriot Nation? Here's the problem, though.
Most big plays?
And I think Brady gets it either way, but when they start saying, well, he's better, a better quarterback, they're losing sight of what the award is. Now, I think if you look at what it should be most valuable, Brady gets it anyway. But it has nothing to do with who's the best quarterback in the league. Really, it doesn't.
Well, that's kind of usually what the award is.
I mean, I know I don't want to branch off into a normal tangent here. I just find it's so ambiguous value. How do you judge value?
No, but it ends up being, even Brady said it, ends up being the best quarterback in the league.
Right.
Because everyone says it's a quarterback league. It's a quarterback-driven league, so...
And I have no problem with that.
Right.
I mean, McNair, Manning,
but we can
Brady,
but many years,
Warner,
you know...
But they were the best quarterback in the league
Michael
that year, and they won it.
I mean, listen, Brady has it all over Vic to me. We talked about this yesterday. We all think that Brady was the MVP before he even played last night. You guys didn't think it would even be close. I thought I could see why Vic was getting consideration. But I still thought Brady was hands down the winner, and I think that now. But why should Vic be penalized because he has a backup quarterback who came in and played reasonably well? That means he's not as valuable
really
to his team?
Well,
of course he is.
No, but it does say that the team can win with another guy.
And because Brady played all 16 games, we'll never know if the team could have won without him.
That hasn't been proven yet.
Well, so why should one get credit?
Because other has been proven.
And the other one didn't start the season.
You're taking value as a strict definition of the term, and I just don't think that's
I disagree. Dan, you know, there's a lot, you know, before Brady came in other years, there's a lot of been times where the best player, the best all-around football player, doesn't get most valuable player.
Because Andy's right, it's generally the best quarterback.
You know,
but I think it holds true. I mean, you could have a similar debate with who's more valuable, Chris Johnson or Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams when they were both having good years. Well, if the Panthers lose Jonathan Stewart, then D'Angelo Williams gets a few more carries. If the Tennessee Titans lose 2,000-yard runner Chris Johnson, who comes in.
I think Johnson is more valuable.
But again, you're giving him credit for something you don't know.
Well, the whole thing is subjective, Paul. I mean, come on. You know?
All right. We can just, I guess we could just blanket call someone the best player in the league.
The acronym,
that's not subjective.
The acronym has come
it
to
is.
Be known.
Of course it is. It's all subjective. What are we arguing
That's
here?
What I'm saying.
Well, but do you believe the award is best player or most valuable?
Well,
are those different?
Well, that's what I think. The acronym
I think it's
has
different,
become
but I think it's best player.
Best player.
Sure.
It doesn't stand for what it stands for anymore.
That's my point.
Well, you might be right, but then they should call it that. You know, they should just do away with the word value and make it most, you know, best player, outstanding player, whatever you want to call it. You know,
I just think
even then you have an argument because it's still subjective.
I don't think it's become anything. I just think the word value in MVP is always not meant strictly irreplaceable to that team. It's the best player in the best team is the most valuable player. That's the way I think it always has been, with very few exceptions. And Tom Brady absolutely fits.
Oh, this year, absolutely.
Fills the bill.
I think this year he fills both bills, best player and most valuable.
Well, that's what we talked about. A guy called DEI yesterday and said he thinks Brady should be the offensive player of the year and Vic should be the MVP. I actually think the exact opposite. I think Brady should be the MVP.
Vic should
and
be
Michael Vick, offensively
he can
is
do
a
more
freak.
Things.
Right. Yeah. He runs. He makes plays. Right. He's a playmaker.
Yeah. And I agree with Andy on that, too.
Yeah. Oh, good. So then you're right.
So I can't weigh in with my opinions?
Paul, I'm only kidding.
You're the only one who can be
subjective.
Subjective.
Tick, 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 tick. Very sensitive.
You never have strong opinions,
Paul. I just think it's funny the way you...
Bougie.
Brady happens to be both. Okay.
So I can't say
anything. So you're right, Andy. You're right, Andy, because Fred agrees with you.
Because in my little logic thing, Sam Bradford shouldn't get some nod for most valuable player. They were the worst team in football, and now they could make the playoffs on Sunday.
You can make the argument. Absolutely.
He's the biggest change on the biggest change for a team.
So then my part of it is, what did his value lead to? You know,
the playoffs.
Right. But
what was their record last year?
Super Bowl title.
Absolutely a turnaround.
Number one overall.
You know?
I don't know.
No, but what was their record last year?
I don't know.
1-15.
Yeah, yeah.
So they won 7 more games, and if you just look at the Paul's game games won formula.
My complex
win-based
formula.
New England went from, 10 wins last year?
Yeah.
To
Well, you look at it within the year.
14?
Anyway.
And Castlewood, I mean, the Chiefs would be in that mix because they picked fourth overall, third overall?
Right.
Fourth overall?
Mm-hmm.
So,
fourth, I think.
I don't know how many wins they had, but they are big jump in wins this year as well.
I agree.
Let's see. Brent writes in.
But they had other changes, though. I would argue that Bradford was the biggest change for St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hear your point.
I mean, I think the
Bradford.
Chiefs get watered down because you say, well, they added Thomas Jones and Jamal Charles had a breakout year and Castle's much better and Bo had a breakout year. They added Charlie Weiss. They added – there's more reasons. In St. Louis, you go, it's a lot of it is Sam Bradford. Mm-hmm. They brought a little stability to the quarterback position. Not even great play.
I'm totally –
because let's look at his numbers. His numbers aren't phenomenal. His rating is like 80 or 78 or something like that. You know, he hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions, but he's not great.
And he benefits from having played in that horrible division, too. So
sure. But so do
the fact that they're
competitive.
The but the Chiefs have a winning record. They're in a division where there's no
I think both those teams, you put them in the AFC East, and they'd be looking up at the Patriots. They're not.
Sure.
Oh, they'd be looking at the
Patriots. So in the comparison, they're not
in the
Brady class.
Maybe not anybody else.
Right, but they're not in the Brady class if you're starting to compare it to best player on best team, if you're not equating it to value as much.
I think if you put the Rams in the AFC East, they may be looking up at Buffalo.
I don't think so.
I do.
I think they're definitely better than Buffalo. You know why?
Because Buffalo will turn it over
7
times.
Blows. Despite the fact that everybody wants to anoint him the future franchise quarterback of the Bills, he's a journeyman jag, and he always will be. Just because you win 4 games late in the year, why do you think you have something? You don't.
I don't think you have anything. That they need a quarterback.
All you did was screw up your chances at a higher draft pick.
Brent writes in.
ML Carr would have never done that.
Says, that's all you did today, Caffey.
You
screwed up
franchise.
A draft pick.
Brent writes in, guys and Eric, if he decides to come into work today, I am as ecstatic today and so happy. Why, you ask? Well, I was worried about our safety play in the playoffs against some of these good passing defenses that we'll be facing. But now that I know we have a Pro Bowl safety, Brandon Merriweather, out there for at least, 10 plays a game, no more worries. With Pro Bowl talent like that, we are unstoppable. Seriously, what in God's name are the NFL players and coaches thinking?
And fans.
Obviously,
whoa. Fans.
Obviously, players don't vote based upon play this year, rather the name of the player from last year. I would think that having players and coaches vote would stop things like this from happening. But then again, look at the bozos on Baltimore who refused to vote for Brady. True. If Merriweather has money.
Bozos? There was more than one?
Probably. If if Merriweather has money or something in his contract tied to Pro Bowls, then he should do the right thing and refuse it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is akin to Ed Hockley's crew working the Super Bowl this year. Double PI and all of Ed's long-winded, useless clock explanations. Sorry, I'm a high school official, and stuff like that drives me nuts because now coaches at the lower levels will expect us to do stupid things like that. Love the show. Pete and Paul fighting during the crossover to Pete's show yesterday. Great stuff.
Thanks. That was a special treat.
Mike Carey's second in line, I think, behind Hockley and liking to talk and saying things you don't usually hear a lot. They called a timeout last night, and then he said, sorry, they did not call for timeout, so there is no timeout, and we'll just play the down or something.
And Mike Carey's inept.
Like, there was no foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
I think Vic pointed out the mic, and they called a timeout. Like he was calling for the official or something. I don't know. Even Collinsworth goes, I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't like Mike Carey.
They didn't announce the Super Bowl reps already, did they?
No.
So why is he saying Hockley is in line for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Was that literal?
I didn't know if he was or not.
Eric is always literal.
Are you always literal, Eric?
No, not literally.
He's literally always literal. Wow.
Figuratively speaking.
And he's literary.
As Fred brushes his teeth with his finger.
I noticed that. God. Piece of roni stuck between.
Hey, we haven't heard Sandeep from Sandeep in a while.
Sandeep.
Hey, guys, and Eric. It's been a while since my last email to the show. Hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas. I wanted your opinions on a couple of season-ending awards that will be handed out in the coming weeks.
MVP.
Anybody on TV or radio that talks about the Comeback Player of the Year award starts and ends with Michael Vick.
Not me.
How do you make the case for Vic to be the comeback player in 2010 when he spent the entire 2009 season playing as a backup Wildcat quarterback for the Eagles? I am not against Vic getting the award, but it's surprising that no one in the media has pointed this critical thing out. Well, I think a lot of people have. Should Belichick...
Kind of like asking how you can expect Wes Welker to be the comeback player of the year when he never missed anything. Mm.
Should Belichick get any consideration for executive of the year? He has final say over the personnel. He's involved in all the trades. Look at the moves he made this year. A good draft class plus six picks in the first three rounds next year. That's a good point.
He won't, but could Caserio win the executive of the year?
I think he could. Why not?
That would be amazing. I mean, Pioli always did when they
Belichick
had these great years.
Belichick can't because technically that's not his title. Right. But we all know that he's pulling all the strings.
That's interesting.
Hmm.
Sure is.
So Caserio could win the, what is it, the...
I think it's executive.
But it's the Giants guy. It's named after him, isn't it?
George Young.
George Young Award.
Is it?
Is that it?
I thought it was named after one of them. But, I mean, Pioli always won it. So Caserio should win it.
He won it twice, right?
I think three times.
Twice.
Three times.
Sorry. Just twice, according to Fred. You sure? Mm-hmm.
The Pioli hatred from Fred is just
it's tremendous.
It is tremendous.
Well, there was another year he thought he should have.
Was that the year that the Seattle wanted to pay him $15 million to come
right.
run their show?
He declined.
I don't know how you guys found that out.
Offer.
Speaking of Belichick,
about Scott, you called me.
Speaking of Belichick, I can never forget his reaction after Troy Brown scored the touchdown for an overtime win in Miami during the immortal 0-3 season. Do you guys remember other occasions where regular season wins elicited such an emotional reaction from the usually stoic Belichick?
Bingo! Bingo! I got bingo!
I can't really recall the
that was the biggest
that kind of reaction where he threw the headsets up in the air, but 07 at Indy, 14 points in the last about five or 6 minutes to keep the unbeaten streak. That was as excited as I've seen the entire team.
How about 010 at Detroit? He was pretty giddy after the Detroit game.
He was giddy after that. Yeah.
High-fiving people. Yeah, I like to say that.
Yeah. And a lot of car commercials do that, by the way. I've been hearing 010 and 011
Maybe
on a lot of car commercials.
Well, because it sounds weird if you just say the 10.
You could just say it properly and say 2010.
Or just the 10 Corolla. What are you talking about, the 10 Corolla? And that's how you'd say it, right? Not
the 10
it's
Corolla.
The 09 Corolla,
right.
So it's the 10 Corolla.
All our newest 11 models are coming in. But that's
is it going to be the 20 Corolla?
Yes.
The 020 Corolla?
No.
The 099 Corolla?
No. There's no O.
Is it going to be the 101 Corolla?
Right, there's no. It's not 2000.
It's because people are used to that for the last, like, 10 years.
Yeah, but it's wrong.
I know.
Paul's
it's more to Fred.
I'm not getting aggravated. I'm laughing.
Will there be a Corolla when we reach the 2101? Is this going to be 1111? It is.
Yes.
Is that a big day for anything?
And then we'll get 11111.
Is this the end of the world this year or next?
No. December 21st, 2012.
Can't
wait.
So we got two years left.
So we got that going for us.
Do you believe that, Eric?
Might as well.
Oh, you're not dismissing it?
No.
No.
Why?
I have no
former artistic training.
I have no proof to the contrary.
You really look defeated.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Eric?
Please, Rex Ryan will be all over him.
Oh,
didn't.
What's the matter, Eric?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing. You got a lot of emails.
He needs a day off.
Why are you? Yeah.
Nothing. You're gonna be grumpy like this
why
on the
you
show.
Sad?
Don't even show up.
Always grumpy.
The 011. What is that? A quad or?
No, you just look like you wouldn't mind if the world ended. You know, in an hour.
One. Wouldn't bother me at all.
Who's
really? Writing these TV commercials? Me. It just went from 011 to 111.
And then we'll get on the 11th.
Are the commercials
we'll
listening
ones.
To the show, too,
I
now?
I think so. We're big. Our ratings are up, despite what that idiot said earlier.
508-543-7482.
For this kind of stuff, talking about
the
calendar.
The phone number. John in L.A.'s on the phone. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey,
I'm surprised you have time from your script writing to
call
in.
I have
8 days off.
Oh, wow.
And very exciting.
Have you submitted the script that includes our names yet?
I have submitted it.
Yes!
However, we have not yet heard back from legal, which is really the only hurdle.
Legal?
Yeah.
Why would they eliminate Andy Hart? Yeah. It's a nice, simple, plain name.
Well, no, the reason they would is that if where the character is from in your story, they check that city, and if that city has only one person named Andy Hart, you can't use it. If they have two or zero, or two or more, or zero, then it's fine.
Wow. No, that makes sense, because you know, someone could look at, oh, there's only one Andy Hart. It has to be that person.
So what's the city
People
in question?
That stupid.
Oh, what? So we're going to get screwed because I'm the only Eric Scalavino in this area.
Well, here's the
it's
thing.
It's not here. It's there.
It's where the show
character happened?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Where is the show
Scalavino
set?
Scalavino and Perillo are both, they have title, like, it's Instructor Scalavino, and it is AUSA Perillo. So that's not going to have as much of a problem.
AUSA?
It's the Freddie Kirsch and Andy Hart.
Well, this is not appropriate if only half
Assistant
the show.
Undersecretary of Agriculture?
What's AUSA?
Assistant U.S. Attorney.
What's
it's
Eric?
Sort of a recurring
Damn right.
Inspector?
Whoa, Paul gets a recurring role?
No, I don't even get in?
It's
a recurring kind of character to have on a show.
Well, what am I going to
be? Because they are people testifying in federal court.
What am I going to be? Can I be a pimp?
You're the convict.
Andy, if it comes through, you are the witness of the entire show.
Am I cool?
You are a heroic figure, I'll say.
Yes! We're talking about In Plain Sight.
A great show on USA, right?
Right.
TNT.
USA is the number, in terms of the ratings, is the number one cable channel in terms of viewership, because it's all like TNT, USA, TBS, because things like HBO, which is clearly a much better, you know, channel, not everybody has that. Everybody has.
Right. Plus, wrestling helps carry the network, right? Is wrestling still on
there? USA? No, we don't have wrestling.
Oh, used to be. Now it's your show, which is a great show, by the way, as long as you get me in.
When's it premiering again?
It doesn't air for, I mean, we don't even shoot it till February, so it would air in late April.
You need me to come out and play myself?
I don't think so.
You're going to do what?
I would love that to happen, but your character is not physically what you are.
Whoa.
Oh, it's a woman?
It has a normal head.
Oh, that'd be great if it was like Andy McDowell, A-N-D-I-E, Hart.
So what?
No, it's not. It's a male.
Oh.
Is my character gay?
Your character's not. None of the characters is gay.
Okay. So why do I not fill the bill? Black?
Because it's
Jewish?
No, because he's sort of
Black Jewish? Nice guy.
Little guy. The little guy.
Oh,
like
so
an underdog.
So it's based on Eric.
Probably shouldn't even be talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You're probably already in trouble, John. You got any football on your mind?
First of all, I was just calling to say that although I haven't called as much lately, and you're welcome for that, I have really the podcast as usual gets me through the whole year, and it's great. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
In terms of football, it would be so exciting for this team to win the Super Bowl, obviously. But I mean, with the fact that we get Ty Warren back, we get Lee Bodden back, we maybe get Falk back, and then all of a sudden you've got Falk and Danny Woodhead, and you know, there's just a lot of depth. And essentially three number one picks, because of the Carolina pick being 33.
Yep.
It's one of those moments where I think the NFL would sort of be like, oh, crap, we had that window, and now they're sort of, they've rebuilt, and they've won the Super Bowl, in my scenario, and they've got the team's so
absolutely
young.
Right.
Parody schmarity.
That's why they hate us, John.
I know.
Why? Because we try and we have a little bit of intelligence. That's all it is.
They just hate us.
They should hire me to run San Francisco. I'll show them how it's done. I've learned by watching this
Houston,
today.
By the way, is that they're going to save
They're asking Bill Parcells to make a recommendation.
Yeah, I saw that. And get input on the, what's his name? The guy that's there. They got a guy. I can't think of the name right now.
Who are you talking about?
He was a low-level Parcellian way back when or something.
Balky.
Balky. Balky Bartokomus.
Maybe Parcells will come in and say, I hear Tony Sperano's available.
Well, I think there's a chance Parcells comes in and goes, why want to get him? Why don't you just take me?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he? It's another place he can rebuild for 2 years and then blow it up and leave.
He's an East Coast guy, though. He doesn't want to go out there.
Does he even show up?
He's really settling into Saratoga Springs, New York now.
No, he's not.
He really loves it up there.
No. He'll be there for a short period of time and realize, I want to do that again. Yeah. He's in that special he did on NFL Network, he said, I'm done. That was the last time. And then they did the real-time thing. 7 minutes later, I might have one more in me. I might have one more run. I mean, literally 7 minutes apart, he contradicted himself.
Well, the problem there is the ownership. They got a guy who's the owner who should be on The Bachelor instead of running a football team.
Oh, York?
Yeah. And you know, it's just not stable ownership.
True.
I wonder if it would appeal to his ego, his massive ego. And I say, you know, I really like him, but... To have been the coach for the New York Giants during a time when the other two big teams were Dallas and San Francisco, and going and, you know, I mean, he didn't do anything in Dallas, but to sort of look back and say, yeah, I won those Super Bowls, and those two teams during those eras, I had to go and fix them too.
Sure. I mean, his ego could talk him into anything. He certainly has an ego. I just think it's the same as the gambling. It's a rush. It's an addiction to the challenge, the heat, the pressure, the whatever. It's all the same kind of thing, I think.
Yeah.
All right, John. Go work on getting my character
finished.
Thanks
for calling in.
Can I have a hot blonde girlfriend with big boobs?
Aaron in Sterling, Virginia. Hey, you PFW fruitcakes and Paul and Freddie. Wanted to chime in on the Pro Bowl selections. Where do you guys stand on Mayo? I know a few of the PFW team members don't think of him as being that special, or at least think he is just a tackle machine. But then I read a blog from the biggest PFW talking head, and he calls him a playmaker.
Said he had his best year as a playmaker.
Haven't I heard that same person say Mayo makes tackles 15 yards down the field
seven.
Make plays? Are we flip-flopping, or am I crazy?
This has been his best year as a playmaker, coming off, I think, his best game as a playmaker in the passing game, at least. Mm. And he's improving. Does that make me a fraud, or is that
slower, though, than we expected?
Well, slower than Patrick Willis, slower than some of the comps.
Well, right,
so to speak.
But Patrick Willis was a top 10 pick. Mayo was a top 10 pick.
Right.
I'm probably
D'Amico Ryans was
a top 10 pick. Well, actually, Willis was an 11th. Willis is drafted
D'Amico
lower.
Ryans was a second round pick. I think.
Yeah. Was he really?
Mayo is the
top 10
highest.
In the second round?
Yeah.
any one of these names you want to throw out, Mayo was the highest of the pick.
I've probably been more critical of Mayo than any, but I don't have any problem with him being a Pro Bowler.
No.
I could definitely see, you know, some other guy, you know, Lawrence Timmons got hosed.
Absolutely hosed.
Had a terrific year. Right. But I don't see every team every game, and it's hard for me to say. But what I saw of Mayo was an instrumental part of a young developing defense from the first day of training camp all the way through last Sunday. And I think he's every bit deserving. Do I think he's the ultimate playmaker? Would I put him with those comps, as Andy said? No, I wouldn't, and I still wouldn't. But I have no problem with him being a Pro Bowl inside linebacker.
Yeah, he's definitely not a Patrick Willis.
Willis
Brian
hasn't had a great year. Willis doesn't have a ton of tackles, doesn't have a ton
of
plays
steady,
this year.
He's a steady, stabilizing force in the middle, dependable, you know.
He makes some plays. He's not
incapable
of making
plays. I thought by far and away his best game was Sunday.
We don't know what they ask him to because Bill has poo-pooed any talk of he doesn't make plays. Bill always says
he makes the plays we ask him to do.
Yeah, right.
And that's even Mayo has kind of said, last year he talked a lot about making plays. This year he's just talked about I do what they tell me to do each week. He's kind of even fallen in line with that. That's good enough. If that's what he's asked
to
do,
it's working.
You can only do what you're asked to do.
Aaron also says, as for Merriweather, that's a head scratcher. But will a second Pro Bowl selection possibly increase his trade value? Maybe the team can create a situation with his contract and then ship him for some picks under that pretense.
Well,
can you think of any team that would take him, and what would his trade value be?
But the thing is, you're dealing with personnel people at that point who know what they're getting in Merriweather, and they're not going to be bamboozled by the fact that he's got two Pro Bowls under his name.
I go back with Andy's thing. We're in a race of one. I wouldn't be surprised if someone say, fourth-year guy, two-time Pro Bowler, I'll take him. Give you a second-round pick, third-round pick for him.
It's crazy these days.
But
I'm not saying you couldn't trade him. I'm just saying you're not.
You know, he's entering the last year of his
him.
Contract, so he's not going to cost you a lot. I could see some team being duped into taking that. Absolutely.
Ken from Ken in Utah, formerly Ken in New Mexico, formerly Ken in Huntington Beach. It's been a while since I've
got a gambling problem. You seem to be on the move.
But he just wants to understand how Merriweather could have been chosen. We kind of went over that. Oh.
One-third of the vote is the fans. He was second after that voting process, and the other two-thirds are coaches and players.
To answer the question earlier, Mark and Cheddar says Dallas had 13 Pro Bowlers after the 07 season, five more than the Patriots during a 16-0 regular season.
That's a lot. That's a lot for a 13-3 team.
Let's see. Ross from Glasgow. I'm really pleased that Devin McCourty made it. He really has been a difference maker. I remember back at the time of the draft, Andy made a statement that Devin would have to work hard and be something special to win over the fans, particularly as most of us, including me, felt cornerback was not a need. Well, I think he's done that and more.
Go ahead. I thought you were done. Never mind.
My immediate take on Merriweather's selection was the same as yours. When you look at the stats, Chung's are essentially the same despite having been injured for two games. He has the same number of interceptions and passes defended and actually has made more tackles. I wonder if Bill Belichick's thoughts about Merriweather's selection is great. Now I can get more value for him when I trade him in the offseason. We can only hope. Boy, it's amazing, though. I mean, I understand we're all shocked that he got selected, but, wow, it's a fan base who just is really mad at the guy.
Well, we're intelligent fans.
Yeah. I don't think they like to see... Because he represents the Patriots. You're putting it out there as this is our best.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe he's worthy of that, now you're kind of.
And the fans know that he's not the best player at his position on this team either. So it's
Jimmy.
An undeserving award. A question, though, what he brought up, McCourty. Did Ndamukong Suh make?
Yeah, he was one of four.
He was? Okay.
Suh, Marion, Pouncey, and McCourty. Is that his name? Marion, the returner for.
Mariani or something.
Mariani.
Like that.
Yeah, whatever that guy.
I actually had a guy email me on his honeymoon and said that it ruined his whole honeymoon when he found out
my God.
Merriweather made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I don't understand that type of reaction.
Yeah,
I think he's been that bad.
I can't understand emailing Paul on your honeymoon. I mean, you're supposed to be doing something.
Yeah.
But it's
your
to
wife.
Me, it's like being the recipient on the good end of a bad call by the refs. Just take it and walk away. Don't get mad that the refs screwed the other team.
I think mad is like the wrong
word. I think people are upset.
Well, because I don't think they like him.
Fans of the Patriots are upset. I don't understand
I don't think they
that.
Like Merriweather.
You know, if a ref makes a bad call and you benefit from it, okay, don't get mad about it.
Sure.
No, but I think people understand that he's...
I think they do too, but some people, I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but they're just upset about this.
Well, I think they also think someone else they'd rather see go.
I don't understand that.
If we're going to get six, I'd rather see
another
guy.
If you were on another team, a fan of another team, that I could understand. Eric, I think, wraps it up. He says, is it me or did Merriweather become the bad guy after his illegal hit? He's done real good with his team, and he's good on Madden. So there you go.
And that's why he's
maybe that's why he made it.
A lot of players play Madden.
That's right. Let's see. Ross from Glasgow. Oh, he already read an email from him. I'm not going to double dip. Let's see. A lot of emails coming in. I'm trying to keep on the same track here.
Breaking news. Brett Favre fined $50,000 for lack of cooperation.
That was
in
the number I thought it
was. The NFL found him to have done nothing wrong.
Did they not?
They fined him for lack of cooperation.
Lack of cooperation.
Good.
You buy it?
Yeah.
Okay. Ball felt good.
By that he didn't do anything wrong or by that he didn't cooperate?
Well, we talked about upstairs, Paul and I were discussing, if the league finds him guilty of something, if they're punishing him for something, that strengthens her lawsuit if she chooses to sue him. By this, they're just finding him.
Exactly.
And is that true, or are they finding a way to fine him without helping her case?
Exactly. Good point, Eric.
I'm Andy.
It's
the meanest thing you've ever said.
And the thing, I go back to the whole Vic thing when he was going through all his troubles and people thought, he didn't get punished enough for what he did. People forget that most of what he got punished for legally was lying.
Right.
It wasn't. If he hadn't lied, if he had come clean right away, he wouldn't have had half the sentence he had.
Had he come clean
it's
right
because
away,
he lied.
It may have never been public information.
Right.
He lied to FBI,
right.
And they don't like it when you do that.
The dogs he would have gotten maybe a couple months in a big fine at the most, but it was the lying to, under oath and all that really got him in trouble.
And to Goodell.
Right, and to Goodell.
He lied to the FBI and to the sheriff.
Right. People forget that.
You know, it wasn't all about just the dogs.
But he did kill dogs, too.
No, hey, as a dog owner and lover, I hear that. But that's not what was the brunt of his trouble.
Right.
Let's see. Tim writes in. Who's Tim? Is from Clovis, California, via Walpole. Merriweather to the Pro Bowl, please. He's a putz.
He's a putz.
Andy, what is with Felger? I bet he gets up in the AM, takes a dump, and then looks in the mirror and breaks out into the song "I'm So Pretty." Paul, does Breer prove it's not who you know, it's who you watched him?
Rhymes with no.
Watched him in the interview. The Vikes quarterback, sad, very sad. Fred, can we put to bed the Mike MVP talk? Yes, we did that at the beginning of the show. We actually did it earlier, but I think for the rest of the country it was done last night. And last, who do I not want to meet in the playoffs? Number one, Ravens. Number two, Chiefs. And number three, Colts.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a tough – not only that, it's a tough matchup for the Ravens. The Colts have the Ravens number, and that's a – I think that the Ravens are the toughest team, and I think you're going to end up playing the Colts. Mm. I think it's going to be a better the best scenario that the Patriots could ask
What game do you think coming into Gillette would create the biggest buzz?
Manning. And
what team?
Manning.
Would
Brady.
It be Manning?
Yeah.
Not the Jets?
Not the Jets?
No. Because I don't think people think they're playing very well.
Yeah, the quarterback battle. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Manning-Brady, another playoff installment.
I suppose that would be the best case. If the Jets were to go into Kansas City and then you play the Jets, that would be the best case, but...
Elliot Philly, Paul wants to know how your colon is. He's concerned about your colon.
My colon's doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I worked out some issues. I had a delayed reaction after the procedure. Andy, did you have any?
What you were trying to tell me at breakfast the other day?
Did you have any delays? No delays?
Backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've never been backed up a day in my life.
He was trying to explain this to me at breakfast in Rochester the other day, and then he stopped himself and said, you know, I probably shouldn't be talking about this while we're eating breakfast.
I don't want to ruin your breakfast. See, I that stuff never bothers me. I don't care if people, whatever, you know. But I know a lot of most people, you know, meeting here.
Did you guys happen to notice, and it just came to me last night when I was talking to my wife about, you know, where we ate dinner the other night and everything, that restaurant was just in the lobby. Like, we were just, like, in the lobby.
Well...
Like, we were the center was the elevators, the front desk we could see, there was a bar on one end, and then there were just, like, tables. We were kind of not really in a restaurant. We were just in a lobby, in a lounge. Was there an actual restaurant?
Well, no, I think we were in it.
That's a little strange.
Yeah.
It was just in the lobby. And very good.
Yeah. Oh,
which,
yeah.
You know, you would have been a little hesitant. I'm just going to order in a lobby and eat in a lobby. It was tremendous.
No, because, you had the elevators partitioning off.
Yeah. And it was weird.
Yeah, and we were up a floor. Yeah. The lobby was up a floor, actually, because we had to go down to get the buses after.
It was very strange.
Where are the buses?
Rochester. Very, very strange place.
It was all right, though. They treated us well.
Oh, tremendous. That guy who gave me the free ice cream?
And they gave us...
He ever comes to Massachusetts, he's got a bed to sleep in Dartmouth. Not Deidre's. Why are you guys making this weird? I have a guest room. It's where I keep guests.
All right.
You can't say anything on this show without it just being weird.
Whatever it is that floats your boat, I don't know, you know.
With ice cream, though, the menu said one scoop, and they gave us
and
three.
And while I'm excited about my future at Dighton Rehoboth, I will miss you.
And then Andy and I split.
And I gotta, you know, can bring some cake, too.
G4 Driver writes in.
What is that? Where did that come from, Fred?
I don't know.
I read that yesterday, and it's weird.
Hey, Fred, Paul, Eric, and Andy.
It?
I wonder
G4
if
Driver.
Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie will roll out Michael Vick in a wheelchair at Sunday's game to get the sympathy vote.
Maybe President Obama will. Your guy Obama thinks it's the greatest thing ever that he gets a second chance. You know, not enough people get second chances to commit a crime again.
Seriously,
that was funny.
Seriously, though, after last night's performance, anyone that votes Vick for MVP has to have an agenda. Maybe they, the anointed 50, are just Brady or New England haters, and there are lots of them out there. Or maybe they just like to see the underdog succeed, but you can bet that Vick will still receive a substantial number of votes. I know that MVP voting should never come down to personality, but I was standing above the tunnel when Vick flipped off the fans, and I never forgot that. My point is this. Aren't the sports writers doing just that if they vote for Vick over Brady? As Paul would say, you think?
You mentioned underdog, and Vic's the underdog, I guess, in this race. Did you know that the word underdog comes from dog fighting in the pre-1900s, and the dog that lost was under the dog? That's interesting. Now he's the underdog here.
Paul mentioned this the other day, and Strippers writes in, if the Raiders beat KC, Kansas City, they will be the first team in NFL history to win all their division games and not make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I saw that on the scroll the other day.
Not only they won't make the playoffs, they have a very good chance to finish in third place in the division. Because if San Diego wins its last game, I don't know who San Diego plays in the last game.
Just shows you those, you know, interdivision rivalries. You know, what anything can happen. Anything can happen. Intra.
I don't get it.
Intra.
I don't even know what you're talking about, so move on.
Chris in Stamford. Hey, Fred, and radio personalities, and Eric, two quick questions.
Hey.
Why are the Bills so bad? They've got a solid defensive front, decent linebackers, and good defensive backs. What makes them the worst versus the run?
Well, I would disagree with your entire characterization of the defense. I don't think they have a solid defensive front. I don't think they have decent linebackers, and their secondary is okay.
So there you go.
They're
we see Whitner, but a lot of people that see Whitner play all the time say he's not very good. He puts up numbers and he flies around. A lot of people think he stinks.
I think
that's a good point. That goes back to the whole Merriweather thing.
Except he doesn't make the Pro Bowl.
Once you get to know these guys, you see all their weaknesses.
And he was a first round pick too, Whitner.
Yes.
Very
high.
First round
pick. Top 10, 11.
Well, that's because somebody else took the guy they wanted
first.
So they
just took him. It was a bad pick, but still.
So we'll take Whitner. Who's next? The old coon couldn't get his hotel key in the door.
The Bills right now, specifically to 010, the problem is the personnel doesn't fit what Chan Gailey wanted to do for his scheme, and they're in a transition, but they're undersized. Listen, Aiken Adell is one of their starting linebackers. What's he been on, 4 or 5 teams? He's just a journeyman jag. I mean,
he's a street. Got him off the streets kind of guy.
They're not a very talented group.
We've got a lot of guys off the street that have contributed this year on this team.
Paul Posluszny is willing.
Maybe
if
Tom Brady played for the Bills.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a stiff, but.
Chris also says, what's the general mood around Gillette? Seems like they should be relaxed going into this game. But do they want to, A, beat Miami just because they can, and B, stay professional and, unlike last year, enter the playoffs on a high note? Just wondering what the feeling is around Gillette.
They weren't riding high last year after beating up on the Texans, Fred?
Well, I mean, how could you after what happened to, you know, poor Wes?
And the fact that they didn't beat up on the Texans.
Right. They won that game.
In Fred's defense here, the reason they weren't riding high wasn't because they lost the game. They lost Welker. He's right about that.
So you believe they should put them all in bubble wrap and not play anybody.
I believe that if guys are less than 100%,
it wasn't less than 100%.
You benefit nothing.
0%.
Yeah, haven't been able to gauge the mood yet, though, because there hasn't been practice and there hasn't been an open locker room yet today. It's all later.
Why do you think the late open locker room?
Because I think of the Rochester diversion.
Really?
They had a walkthrough today. They had a walkthrough in the bubble.
Having one.
Called it, what did he call it? Near walkthrough?
Something like that.
In the bubble. So
it's like a longer walkthrough, a little different. You said in the press conference.
Yeah. And they did the same thing a couple of weeks ago. I remember when
they
were talking about all the guys being back
for
that walkthrough.
We didn't have 4:15 locker room, did we?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
No, we didn't.
I don't remember when it was.
No, it was a normal day. They just had a walkthrough.
Yeah. It's a little different.
Alex in Georgia, what's he got going on with you, Andy?
He's moved on. He used to rip Paul. He used to be Bledsoe's boot.
He says, as the artist formerly known as Paul's boot and currently known by Andy's forehead, although many people might not know that, seeing that, Andy denies all my comments on the forum when I post as his forehead. I'd like to know why that is, Andy.
I've never denied a single comment unless it said something really bad.
I also
unless
would
it's
like
vulgar,
to...
I usually
and even when it's vulgar, if it's about Paul or Eric, I post it.
if it slugged Andy's forehead, it might go straight to spam because it, you know, might, I don't know, right, might recognize it as.
He also says, I would like to know why someone was talking about you, Andy, yesterday, and you had to change the subject to Eric, and the billboard that Ocho Cinco had. Can't you handle the heat? I don't know what was going on.
I remember the billboard about Eric that you talked about.
What did you do?
Forget it.
What did you do?
Ocho Cinco tweeted a picture of a billboard wherever he is in Cincinnati that just said, "What is, got virgins? Oh, still a virgin? Call 1-888-343."
Look at the look on
I
his
said
face.
I was
going
to forward
dropped.
It to you.
Justin in Alaska writes in,
he's eating that pizza with such disgust and disdain.
I was worried, what if PFW went off the air? Where would I get my sitting around the bar style Pats talk? Well, worry no more. I caught the AK-47 show and I've heard the future. I don't know what I love more, Andy ripping on emailers or the fact that Andy can't read very well out loud. It was brash, loud, and awesome. More, more, more. Andy, I agree with your statement yesterday on the 47 show, since Vince Wilford should be in the Pro Bowl. Wait, he doesn't play for us, though. Pro Bowl.
Wait a minute. That I read that correctly.
That was read
it
from
It said Wilford.
Yeah.
So why did you read it that way?
Because that's what you do, and I thought that's what you're supposed to do in that chair.
We were playing off of you. Oh, okay.
You know, Bill just talked about how all quarterbacks, if they come here to develop, what they should do is just copy everything that Brady does.
Yeah.
I was in that chair. I figured I should copy everything you did.
You're right to do that.
I left out the 8 when I gave out the phone number every single time.
Pro Bowl, how in the name of a fat bastard's wife's feet does Merriweather make the Pro Bowl? I have to believe that anyone who truly follows the Pats could not, in good conscience, vote for that liability. My question is, since he's made the Pro Bowl now, is this his second? Yes, it is. How does that affect his offseason situation with the Pats? Meaning, we're thinking that he's gone next year. Does this help or hurt the Pats? Because can we trade him or would we just release him?
That may be the Paul's theory that there's a lot of dumb GMs out there. Maybe this helps his value and you can trade him. You don't just have to release him.
It can't hurt his value.
Fourth, fifth round pick for him or something.
Right. If you really do want to trade him, now we're just speculating on that maybe Bill, you know, it's like, you know, the other guys, maybe he's doing what Bill wants him to do. I don't know.
On the sideline?
I guess. I don't know. But
I think if he was doing what Bill wanted him to do, he would continue to start every
If they want to trade him, this has to enhance his value.
Sure.
Can't hurt it.
Let's see. Zach writes in.
From Syracuse?
No, I don't think it's Zach from Syracuse, no.
No, it's a different Zach.
Zurich? I'm hearing everyone prognosticate about which team we should fear the most, and the truth is fear them all and fear none of them. Any given Sunday, any one of these teams can beat you, but looking just at the data, fear none of them. A few facts. One. Trounce Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and they are the second-best team in the AFC, will likely be without Polamalu, and their defense is much weaker without him. Never mind that we destroyed them anyway with him playing. Two,
he sucked that game.
Beat Baltimore at home when we had a far weaker offense and defense. Baltimore has only gotten worse this season while we've only gotten better. The same cannot be said for this time last year. We just lost Welker the prior week. Three, Kansas City, looking solely at their record, is still a mediocre playoff team, and they have been beaten by a bad Houston Texans team, a very bad Denver team, and they were annihilated by a mediocre Chargers team. The argument that their coaches know us as well as we know ourselves
without their quarterback
cuts both ways. Four, the Jets are inconsistent at best. Either way, they'd be coming to New England in the dead of winter, and they have not shown themselves to be a good winter team, let alone a good team over the last 4 weeks. Five, Indy is always a threat, but with a depleted offense, even Peyton Manning won't be able to beat us. And finally, six, Jacksonville is simply not a threatening team on either side of the ball. So fear whomever you want. I've seen no team play as consistently and dominantly as these Patriots at this point in the season. I shall fear no one. There you go. That's what Zach says.
How come you're not saying that? Isn't that your job on
the show? No, I've said that before. I don't know why more teams aren't worried about playing the Patriots.
Well, they all are.
Yeah, why are we always like, oh, I don't want to play these guys. Oh, my God, if the Ravens come here, I'm so afraid.
Who has said that?
All of you.
Give me one person who said, oh, my God, I don't want to play the Ravens.
You.
You're out of your mind.
You.
I believe we consistently said we'll be picking the Patriots from
and
here
every
on
game.
Out. There are teams that could beat them, but we'll be picking the Patriots here on out. Now, you guys don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I think they're going to win the
Super
Bowl.
Who's you guys?
Fred and Paul don't think it's, you know, expected that they should win the Super Bowl.
Oh, see, that's just an idiot.
How does Fred not think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Don't even address it.
Oh, the only part of it that I would get into is from the other side, if I'm Baltimore or Indianapolis or whoever, I don't fear the Patriots either. I feel like I can beat, if I go in and play a game up to my standards.
You're talking about their fans or the players?
Yeah, anybody. Yeah. If I go in and I play a game and I play it up to my capabilities, if I'm Baltimore or the Colts or someone,
so if both teams play
I
as good
they
as
win.
They can possibly play, who wins the game?
If I'm Baltimore?
No.
I think I do.
No. I'm talking about you, Paul. What do you think? If the Patriots and Baltimore both play as good as they can play, who wins?
I think Baltimore.
Wow.
I think the Patriots.
That's unbelievable.
Why is it unbelievable?
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Well, don't you go into each game assuming that both teams are going to play as well as they can?
No.
Oh.
When was the last time you saw that?
So.
When was the last time you saw
two
teams
play? So then you're
saying
Baltimore can't play that well. Are you saying it's impossible for a team to play up to its potential?
Both teams, you said.
Yeah.
I didn't say impossible. When was the last time you saw that? When was the last time
so
you saw
think
a game
Baltimore's gonna
that
beat
was
the Patriots?
So well played on both sides that you thought that's as well as both teams can
play? There's been a lot of games like that, but
can you name one?
You don't think Baltimore? You think
like so I don't think Cleveland could play much better than they played against us. But I certainly would say that we played a pretty bad game that day.
Right. Patriots did not play up to their potential that day.
Now, I'm not taking anything away from Cleveland, but I think the Patriots played a pretty bad game that day.
But you think Baltimore is the better team?
No, I didn't say that.
You just did.
I said I think – no, yeah, I guess I did. I said I think Baltimore – if Baltimore played, but here's where I'm going to get into the whole thing with Andy again, I would favor the Patriots because the Patriots have been far more consistent this year.
Because you don't think Baltimore can play up to their potential.
Exactly. I think they've been inconsistent within every game they've played and throughout the season.
But doesn't that then become who they are?
Yeah, I guess you're right. But you asked me if they played their best.
Right. Right. But maybe
so you didn't ask me how I think they're going to play.
No.
You said if they play their best. You know, if they put it all together and play their best, I think they're better.
Maybe you're overestimating them. Maybe this is their best.
I probably am, but I've seen them play at a high level, and I think if they did that, they would win. I don't think they will. I think the Patriots will make them play at a level below that, much like they did the first time.
I really think if the Patriots play at their peak level, who's going to stop Tom Brady?
Well,
nobody.
That's the whole argument, is if you look at it from both sides. I agree with you. I look at it from both sides. If the Ravens are playing at their peak level defensively, they think they'll stop Tom
Brady.
But
their peak level this year, even this peak level, is not as good as
let's put it this way. If they play as well as they did defensively in the first game against the Patriots, now Patriots are much different then.
Right. They're much better now.
I think they will win.
Yeah.
The Ravens defensively are much better than they were then too.
A little bit.
No, much.
A little bit. I think everybody's saying that their defense isn't as good as
it
has been.
It's not, but it's still very high level when it's playing well.
It's getting
better
every week.
He's building into that Fred Homer mode. I like it. I'm really enjoying this.
Fact, not
you know
opinion.
What? He was inspired by Pete Shepard yesterday.
Fact,
that's what
opinion.
Happened. He was embarrassed
what
by the fact
that
you weren't
fact.
The biggest homer on this station. You were embarrassed by that, and that hurt you. That cut deep, so you're building.
That's fine. Hey, I'm the one who brought Pete in because I want
that
passion.
Oh, see, there's jealousy.
I want that passion.
Now you're taking credit for Pete Shepard being a homer. You are the homer credited for bringing him in.
I want that passion. Wow. I felt that this station, now we're a station.
Yeah.
I felt that this station needed a little balance.
We're on IP radio, right?
You know? Yeah.
220 practice
okay.
now?
Okay, yep.
We needed a little balance because of all the negativity.
The negativino?
Yeah. TG and NJ says, hey, man of football, you too, Squidward, if you're there. He is. What was your opinions on the canceling of the Monday night game? And what if Sunday afternoon game. Sunday night game, right. What was your opinion on the canceling of the Sunday night game? And what if the game was in a place like Green Bay or Cleveland, would they have rescheduled? Would the Patriots have rescheduled?
I don't know if the Patriots would have. I think it was a great decision to put safety over.
I think it was the right decision.
A, too. A game, and B, a business. To me, safety always trumps both of those.
I think
business
it had to do
games.
With the timing. I think you had to make the decision.
It was in the middle of a blizzard. Yes,
right.
That's the timing.
And you have potentially 70,000 people getting stuck either on highways or in parking lots. And
a clown governor making dumb. Did you hear his comments about.
No, the whole.
This is why we're falling behind.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. Had this been in China, they would have walked in the snow and done calculus on the way.
Right.
To me, that bordered on inappropriate right there.
Yeah.
That's Reggie White-like in his inappropriateness.
Well, during Pete's show, we played those clips, and Pete was all on board with the.
Well,
the
Pete's
governor.
An idiot.
Okay.
I think it's fairly well established, that fact.
They showed the thing. There was. There was 7 inches of snow during the game.
I love you, Pete.
When the game would have been played, 7 inches of snow
fell.
In the dark, people that may or may not have been liquored up, you would have just let them pour out into the street.
It wasn't just the
amount. Good luck with yourselves. Fall down in a snowbank and die.
It wasn't just the amount of snow. It was the wind and the visibility.
Everything. That's what a blizzard is.
But Fred's big thing is the timing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what we had as much snow in that Miami game. But
right.
It was all done.
Right.
It was over.
Yes, you have the chance to plow and clear.
Right. By the time
the
game
7
was played,
inches came
the storm
between
was done.
8 and 11:30 or whatever the time was.
There's a difference between being inconvenienced, like
you're
the Miami
idiot.
Game where you
seven
couldn't find a place to park.
And even then,
how
what,
come
what
Patriots Monday wasn't up?
Day,
I mean,
40,
Patriots Friday or whatever.
That,
oh, wait, you couldn't get here because it was snowing?
You couldn't find a place to park.
We had a foot and a half, not 7 inches.
You had to dig out your own seat.
You wish you had 7 inches.
You're an idiot. It wasn't dangerous.
Your mom knows.
Why
my
is he talking now?
Well.
Yesterday you had the AK-47 show. You couldn't get
any clammed
up
conversations going on.
Wait, what is that all, Kevin? All you talk about is we need another AK-47 show. You get one, you don't talk.
It's like doing production work.
Walk all over you.
Well, don't ask for the show then if you're not going to
I gave you 2 hours of my time to help promote your career.
It'd be nice if Doc was here to produce, and that
he
way
still
I could
works
actually
here
come sit.
For Christ's sake. Well, now he wants to come on the other side of the glass.
That's the
oh
goal,
my God.
Fred.
That's the goal.
It's the goal.
You're done with production? You want to be talented?
No, I want to do both.
Yeah, it's like the actors who always want to direct. You know?
It's like me, trying to get another job. Just give up on it. It's not going to happen.
Let's see. Anyway, TJ and NJ also says, should not the MVP award be split into two, defense and offense? It's a good point. I think.
Well, there is an offensive.
Well, there's
an
offensive
player
of the year.
There is a defensive player of the year.
Which is sort of
not in essence the defensive MVP.
Right.
Is Belichick going to rest a lot of guys for the Finns game? Should he? Will he care if the Patriots lose? Will the Finns themselves show up?
I think the starters will start, but the normal starters, starters will start, but they'll come out after there's a score or two, maybe second quarter, halftime.
Yeah, will Mike Wright ever be right again?
I don't know. I hope so. I'm starting to get concerned about that.
Yeah. It sounds like it's more than your average concussion.
And with all the changes we'll be seeing in the offseason in regards to coaches and administration, are you concerned the Pats organization might lose some staff, Floyd Reese, position coaches, or is it contingent on getting to the Super Bowl?
I'm not really concerned they're
really
going to lose anybody.
Yeah, the whole
anyone.
Floyd Reese thing. That
And even if you lose Floyd Reese, I don't think it's great, but I don't think it's a huge, unrecoverable loss.
I mean, isn't he essentially a contract negotiator?
I think so.
They can't find another guy who knows how to negotiate contracts? No offense to Floyd Reese.
No, I don't mean that disrespectfully at all. I think it's Bill.
In a role right now that's beneath some of his qualifications based on what he's done in the past, but I think for this team, he's essentially been a contract negotiator. And I think you can find one of those. That's replaceable.
You guys are talking, this is Mike Clinton writing in. You guys were talking yesterday about the Pats' expectations this year. I think every year 31 teams end in disappointment, but there are shades of gray in there. I agree more with Andy. I think you can reasonably expect the odds are in favor of the Pats to win it all this year. But if we lose, I don't think 5 to 10 years from now we'll look back and say, man, it was ours and we choked, like I do when I look back at the 07 Pats or that travesty of a breakdown in the second half of the AFC Championship game against the Colts. Really kills me to think the Pats allowed back-to-back Mannings to win rings. Moving on. Right now, it looks like the AFC teams will be the Pats, Steelers, Chiefs, Colts, Ravens, and Jets. NFC will be the Falcons, Eagles, Bears, Rams, Saints, and Packers. Of those 11 other teams, they've played against 6 and beat them this year. Of the remaining 5, Chiefs, Falcons, Eagles, Saints, and Rams, they played 3 in the preseason, beating the Saints and Falcons and losing to the Rams by a point. I like our chances. Side note, I think Pat Chung has had a much better year than Merriweather.
Sounds like he agrees with you in that argument more than Andy, based on the way he explained it. Like he won't look back and say, oh,
right. I think
he
probably mixed up who was saying what. Because Andy thinks it's going to be a colossal failure.
No, see, that's where, what do you call
that's
me?
Exactly
that's
what
an
he
idiot
did to
argument,
you earlier.
And I'm not even going to respond to it, so read an email.
I like it.
Let's see, what else we got?
All right.
No, I just, I don't have anyone helping me with production.
Are you going to take a break today?
We could do that. It is 1:28, so it's time for the 1:28 break, and maybe I could sift through some of these emails when we come back.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, stuff you use every day.
Also, like, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking like newspapers, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
All right, it's Wednesday here, PFW land, but it's not the typical Wednesday. Open locker room doesn't happen until later today, I think 4:15.
3:45.
Yeah, now it's been moved up a little bit. Yeah, practice is going to start a little earlier.
You may see Vince Wilfork at the podium, so I assume that'll be carried live on Patriots.com?
Probably, yeah. If it's at the podium, we'll have it live on
Patriots.com. Vince will be coming to represent maybe the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
Group
contingent.
So there'll be more coming on Patriots.com.
Brady will be
including,
Friday.
Including phone conferences with Sperano and I don't know who the other guy would be.
I can check.
But there'll be somebody from Miami.
We should mention, too, about the podium. Brady, normally on Wednesdays, he's doing it on Friday again this week.
He'll be by Friday.
So Friday is when Brady will be talking. Brent in Illinois.
Chad Henney is the...
Chad Henney's the other guy. Okay.
At 2:10.
Okay.
Anybody want to talk to him?
Not me. Cameron Wake would be the – I'd mind if I were a reporter. That's the interesting one to me.
Brett in Illinois says, Eric. When using words like this would be akin to, it implies that something has not happened. Like I said in my Hockey League comments, tis, pay attention.
I wasn't paying attention. I apologize, Brent. I was only half paying attention.
That's kind of speaks volumes of you. You weren't paying attention and then criticized the person.
I didn't criticize him. I was just asking. I didn't know. There was no criticism involved.
There was,
there wasn't.
Chris Ferreira-like
There's tone with you right now. There was no tone with Brent or his email.
By the way, Paul's just left.
He just
got up and said, I got to go do something,
and
he left.
Or something.
So, you know, I guess we just now make our own schedules. Taz in Toronto, great job lately. Keep doing what you're doing. My favorite parts are when you guys burst out laughing on your own. I especially love Fred's high-pitched laugh when he really finds something very funny.
Usually it's not all that funny.
I have a high pitched laugh. What about Andy?
Well, he's like Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble?
Yeah.
Well, Fred looks like Barney.
That's true.
But laughs.
So
like
we
Betty.
Are the Flintstones.
And the Flintstones. Who's Fred? Who's Paul? And who are you?
I don't know.
Paul's Mr. Slate.
Could be, but yeah.
Or Dino. Because he dogs it.
Oh.
Although Dino was
a
dinosaur.
We had a producer who was paying attention.
Well, he was a dinosaur dog.
Yeah. I was wondering if PFW was going to do a PFW Year in Review show since the year is almost over. There's been a lot of memorable moments this year. Maybe since the Pats have a bye, Kevin will have extra time to put something together. Be nice to see you guys reminisce about old times.
That would be a nice package to put together, Kev.
Yeah.
He ain't doing it, but
probably not.
It would be.
Well, what are you going to be doing during the bye week? You're not planning in
I don't know, maybe taking so some of the 8 million days off that I'm owed.
Oh, boy.
What?
For coming in at 3
a.m.
every
off season's
for doing your job?
Yeah. No, for not getting any time during the...
Cry me a freaking river.
You guys get more days off than I do.
This is the business we've chosen.
True.
You know, how old are you? What are you?
25.
25.
It's not like I have anything.
Because all you should be doing for the next 20 years is work.
Exactly.
And then you can take time off.
Okay.
You're dead.
Let's see. I was
also Fred's doing now.
As a treat, since the past
apparently Fred has reached that point where he's taking the time off.
I was a late bloomer. also, as a treat, since the Pats have done so well, can we have a live show with video? It would be done the same way as press conferences are done. I'd love to see you guys go crazy and choke on food.
No.
I really don't think you want that.
No. Yeah, we don't need video.
Be careful what you wish for. Mm.
Like when Paul's rolling his eyes at every email from every fan,
right.
They'll get mad at him. And
yeah.
You'll see Eric not paying attention and reading the dictionary.
Me screwing up in the background.
Well, yeah, they know that happens. It's not going
to
be a surprise.
They get to see how short Andy is.
Anthony,
I'm not even the shortest person in this room.
He's not.
Anthony,
not even the second shortest.
Anthony in North Carolina says, now that we have seen Welker and Moss together and separate, does it change your opinion on whether Moss made Welker? Coming off a knee injury, Welker is doing great without Moss, though not to his previous level. But Moss hasn't done anything without Welker. Is it all coincidence, or is it Welker showing he helped Moss as much as Moss may have helped him?
Let's remember, Moss was Moss before Welker even came in the picture.
Yes.
So that's
nobody
ridiculous.
Nobody made Randy Moss.
No.
He's been Randy Moss.
Randy Moss,
multiple
was Randy
times.
Moss for years. Hell, he was Randy Moss.
When he wants to play, he's. Yes.
But when,
these
when,
shoulders, you could carry the earth on them.
But at this stage
not
in
like
his career, when he got here, the two of them complemented each other well on the field. We just thought maybe Welker would suffer because he wouldn't have the Moss factor. He hasn't suffered he hasn't suffered a great deal. He's had his drops like in the last game,
but his numbers are way down. But we don't know whether that's injury or Moss.
It might be a little bit of both, but I don't think he has dropped off as much as some people may have expected because they've been able to maintain the balance on offense with guys like Hernandez
he's
opening
down
up the field.
40 catches. That's a lot of catches. That's 50% of his catches down. Yards per catch down. Now, I happen to think some of that is injury, that he's not the same guy physically still yet, even though
he's
gotten better.
Well, he certainly wasn't like the first five, 6 weeks.
Right.
My
That's
point,
why
though,
I'm saying it's not a fair comparison for either guy, because I think Moss got old.
Yeah.
My point,
Look,
though, Andy,
both great.
Is that they have other guys they can throw the ball to now. It's not just Moss or Welker. It's Branch, it's Hernandez, it's Gronkowski, it's Woodhead out of the backfield. You have more people to throw the ball to, so you don't necessarily have to key in on Welker.
But they still had that in 07. That offense was equally as diverse. Right? Stallworth, Gaffney, Falk. Right there. Those are your weapons. And he put up 100 catches, and he had a better yards per catch.
Was he targeted more, though? I haven't looked at the numbers.
No. He leads the NFL in drops right now, Wes Welker.
I believe that.
And he has been shut down on occasion this year. I don't recall too often that he was shut down when he played with Randy Moss. There's been games this year where he's been flat out taken out of the game.
Yeah, there's a couple
Green
games
Bay Packers
where
took him out of the game.
Really targeted him and they took him out. You're right.
I don't remember that happened with Randy Moss.
Yeah.
So, but again, I don't think it's all Randy Moss because I don't think he's the same guy physically right now either.
John in Phoenix says, not going to get into the Merriweather bashing. I think enough has been said there. My thoughts would be outside of the Patriots since they carry a higher standard on all fronts than most other teams in the league. Paul would be pissed at that. Could his selection be based on players and coaches come from what they're seeing from him in a general sense in being a safety on the best team in the league? In their mind, because they have lower expectations of players. They may be forgiving, and if they aren't watching tape for him specifically, they may only see the ESPN highlight reels, and if they are in a system that's more forgiving or less precise, I would think that could be reasoning behind why he was selected. I'm not condoning the pick at all. However, I will say that he is a beast on Madden when he doesn't think for himself.
Madden again.
Keep up the good work and go Pats. Time to throw some money down in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're just watching the highlights, are you telling me that Patrick Chung in his game in Miami didn't make highlights? Or James Sanders when he was defensive player of the week against Pittsburgh, and then the next week beat Peyton Manning with a game-ending
pick? Was
probably
defensive player of the week again the next week.
Chung had a pick six in Pittsburgh.
People
too,
didn't see the – did he?
I was
just talking about Miami where he had the blocked kick and
I
the interception
return. I thought he had
another
pick six, but maybe not. I'll have to look it up.
The safeties have made highlight films, not just Merriweather. So
yeah.
They should have seen all the safeties. Its name recognition is part of it, clearly. It's wrong.
Jordan in London says, hey, guys, and Eric, on the AK-47 show yesterday, Tracy from Vegas emailed in, and Kev received comments from her on Facebook. She made note of pointing out that she was single when commenting on Facebook. Just wondering when Andy's wife realizes she's had enough of a husband with the mental age of a 12-year-old, and maybe he could hook up with Tracy.
Maybe.
I don't know.
She had a nice, she wouldn't show me, she had
she
a
didn't disappoint.
Cocktail dress. That she didn't show me her wearing it. But
did we ever get the picture from the other girl claiming she was hot?
I don't know. It's hard to keep up with all these women who
it's
are sending
true.
Us their picture.
Anyway, to football, have we taken Mesko's contribution as a rookie punter for granted? I know he hasn't blown us away, but I thought the only way a rookie punter does get noticed is by making a mistake. Ask the Giants punter. Yeah, I think Belichick, he was asked about that either yesterday on the phone conference,
yeah, I think it was yesterday.
And he didn't go out of his way to really praise the guy. And you know, he said, look, he's done a good job. He still has a long way to go. I think that's the way he wants Mesko to think, is that he has a long way to go to improve his game.
He does.
But it's honest, I think, too.
Yeah, I think it is honest. And something we've noticed about Mesko is that he wasn't always impressive in practice. He struggled with consistency in practice.
I used to refer to him as Shankopatos.
Game days, though, for the most part, in game days, he comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess you'd rather have that than the opposite.
My guess is maybe next training camp he'll look better in practice because he'll be more comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I know they were working on some of his drops or something, slow drops or whatever. So it's a work in progress. They were kind of tweaking his fundamental.
He was
technique.
Changing his entire kicking technique from
but he's
college.
Been fine. So,
but yeah, he's certainly been.
You know,
fine.
He hasn't had balls go through his hands and bounce off his face. He's
averaging what 43 yards.
I don't know exactly,
something
but he's
like
been
that.
Fine. Yeah. I wouldn't say great. I would say fine.
Sure.
Are we doing a point-counterpoint today, Fred?
Yeah, we got to do that. Mally writes in, I don't know how
Ooh,
much
she likes
you're...
me. She said, did you know my name means hard in German? She sent me a comment on the blog. My name means
Andy
hard.
Andy does?
No, heart means hard in German. And she said she wanted me to keep it up. Pun intended.
Who said that?
Mally, M-A-L-L-Y.
Wow. Anyway.
Send a photo, by the way, if you're a girl. If you're not, don't.
His name is Brian.
It says Mally. Oh.
Brian Mally.
Oh. Now I feel like Eric.
From Nebraska.
That really
ass.
Took a turn for the
you're
worse.
You're an ass.
You were celebrating for a half a second there.
All of a sudden, Andy is not so excited anymore.
Yes, because I like breasts.
Or maybe he's more.
I'm passionate about breasts.
Mally says, I don't know how much your people have to do with it, but the Android app doesn't allow me to listen live. It says I can, then tries to load a streaming video that is non-existent.
Yep,
please help. I listen to every podcast, but would like to listen live at my DMV job, but can't use the computer at work.
Let those lines back up even further.
Exactly.
Moving on to the Pro Bowl. Merriweather?
Are you going to answer the guys? I mean, he's a technical
comment. It depends on the model you have. I don't know. I know we had a problem with the BlackBerry 9550 model.
And this
with
one,
the live.
Whatever one I have. I can't listen to our show.
Yeah.
Never downloads, never loads.
So maybe, I don't know. We're working on it.
Is our app a crap?
Moving on to the Pro Bowl, Merriweather. Did the players and coaches of other teams want to thank him for timely penalties, being out of position, and having a football IQ of 55?
And you know the James Jones guy from the Packers voted for him for knocking McCourty off.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
God, yeah.
Anakin Skywalker, he means Jesus Christ. When the Pats release him, all of the national and Boston papers are going to slam Belichick and the organization for getting rid of Pro Bowl playmakers, and it pisses me off because he doesn't qualify.
Nope.
Anyway, I hope Paul can find an argument. It's entertaining.
There will be no arguments that he shouldn't go, except maybe Chris Gasper of the Boston Globe. Other than that, no one
yeah,
will
Yeah, there's no nobody
argue.
Else. Yeah.
Did you see Asante made another Pro Bowl?
Oh, he's got, what, 10 interceptions this year?
My point is he on the way to a Hall of Fame career?
I think if he keeps it up, yeah.
Every time I look up, he's picking off passes and going to Pro
Making
Bowls.
Making big plays, going to Pro Bowls.
And dancing around
Probably
piles.
Probably getting fined for last night.
Adrian Peterson would be running at him, and he just hops around waiting for somebody else
no,
to get in the way.
He doesn't tackle. Tiff from Wisconsin, neither does Lawyer Malloy.
Tried, but he got hurdled.
Tiff from Wisconsin says, I just want to say I love the AK-47 show, especially Andy's Woody Allen voice. You have a Woody Allen voice?
Yes, I have many things you people aren't aware of.
Did you do an imitation? Or is
no,
it
what
just
does Woody Allen sound like?
I don't know.
Eric, you're the voice
you
guy.
Do you do Woody Allen?
Sorry, no.
You don't do
Woody
Allen?
I don't like Woody Allen or his
I didn't
films.
Ask if you liked him.
No, but I wouldn't. Nah, I have no interest.
You,
I don't
you can't
really,
give me a
I don't really know
idea.
What he sounds like. I've never really
guy
paid
with
attention.
Glasses, right?
Yeah. I don't know what he sounds like. I didn't say I didn't know what he looks like.
I was
like.
Making sure I was thinking of the right person.
Well, yeah,
I
mean, short, glasses, ugly yeah. hair.
Bad movies?
Yeah.
Bad
terrible
well,
movies.
Well, he used to have unbelievable
here's where Brooklyn
movies.
Mac gets mad at me.
Terrible
because
movies.
I call
no,
a bad
no,
movie.
No, lately he has, but are you kidding me?
No, his movies are awful.
And by the way, Brooklyn Matt, Lun is rhymes with fun. It's not loon, you idiot. It's Lun.
Terrell Suggs, by the way, saying now he did vote for Brady.
Oh, God.
Let's go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. We did vote for him, Suggs said Wednesday.
Who's we? He's got a mouse in his pocket. It's one
yeah.
ballot. You fill out your
I know.
Own.
No, he said the Ravens linebackers. Suggs and the Ravens linebackers gave their Pro Bowl vote to Tom Brady,
so
even though Suggs indicated
groups?
Last week he wouldn't.
Why are we voting as groups?
We've got quarrels and our beefs, but you got to respect play. It was kind of decided as a unit who we vote for. We did vote for him.
You know what that means? Ray Lewis said, you're voting for Brady,
right.
bitch. Because that's who decides what that unit's voting for, not T. Sizzle.
Then he says, one of us is not going to get to play in the game.
T. Sizzle.
Pro Bowl. I hope he has a good time in the Pro Bowl, and hopefully everything goes according to plan. I'll be watching him from Dallas.
Hey,
so,
Fred.
Yeah, he really pulled back on the comments.
Yeah.
Bad Kevin writes in, hey, Fred, Paul, Eric, and huge D-bag. How old are you? Making fun of a guy's last name, really? I haven't got made fun of about my last name since grade school. Anyway,
Fairy.
Let's let it all out of the bag, and you cannot make this stuff up. Andy, control yourself. Yes, I'm a music teacher. I direct musicals.
You're a fairy who's a music teacher?
I was a college cheerleader.
No, you weren't.
I used to live on Rainbow Ave and right off the Hershey Highway. Oh, and I'm married with three kids. I'm straight even though my last name is Fairy. All of this against me, I'm still cooler than you.
Are there any little fairies?
I heard the laugh through the glass that time.
He just
time.
Said he had three kids.
He made the whole thing up. He obviously doesn't live on Rainbow Way off of Hershey Highway or whatever.
Maybe
he said.
Maybe he does.
No.
There's a Hershey Highway in
Pennsylvania.
I've been to Hershey Park. One and only time I rode a roller coaster. Never.
Dave in the Philippines says, I think the Pats should cut Merriweather after the AFC Championship game. That way he can go to the Pro Bowl while the rest of our players have to prepare for the game that means something. I don't understand this. Why?
What uniform would he wear?
Because they know he's not a good player, Fred, and they want him out.
No, but
it's that
he's
simple.
Not that bad.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't. He really isn't.
When really? Look, then how come he's a backup?
When you look at safeties in this league.
No, he's a backup.
He's a backup on this team.
Well, there's a lot of backup safeties in the league. They're not
all making the Pro Bowl.
The people who cover and the fans of those teams don't hate them.
But there's a
he made the Pro
again,
Bowl.
I don't understand the anger.
Because
of
he's
this.
Not even the best player at his position on this team.
And fans don't like him. They've turned on him. They don't like
right.
him. He makes bad plays. He costs the team plays. He costs the team's yards. He knocks other players out of the way. Fans have turned on him. Yeah. Fans do not defend him anymore.
But
they
you
don't
look
like
at,
him.
You look at the
highlights
every
year. The best thing he's known for is the Big Bang
Clock. You
look
at the highlights every
it's
year.
True.
You know, the long you know, runs or long pass. There's a safety somewhere missing a tackle on every play. It's
for
just
the Patriots,
the way it is
that's
in the
Brandon
NFL.
Merriweather.
But
do the other guys get elected to the Pro Bowl? No, they don't.
You know?
Thank
just,
you.
It just happens.
So, Andy, Chung, 94 tackles, 3 picks, the same amount as Merriweather.
Right.
The block kick and a touchdown. Merriweather, 67
yeah, that's
tackles,
a special
3
teams
picks.
Play. You don't count.
But it's a highlight.
I know.
That you see
no,
a guy
I know.
Who plays
and it's
a
still
position.
And it's still a play Merriweather hasn't made.
Mm-hmm. Christopher in Hamilton, Ontario. I love this. Belichick is pure genius. He got Merriweather in the Pro Bowl. He rocks. Now, when we trade off this starting safety with the consistency of a manic depressive, we'll get a draft pick that will be used for the forces of good. Now, I am actually concerned about the draft. Will Belichick now start looking for another diamond to study under Professor Brady? Team I don't want to meet in the playoffs is Kansas City. The Love Bowl will play through like watching a movie with my wife that she's picked out. See The Notebook.
Does it have a happy ending?
I don't know.
I want to ask you, Fred, I don't know if you saw this, but the NHL All-Star Game is coming up later next month, just before the Super Bowl. Do you see what they're doing? They are picking roster. The
you'll be elected to the Pro Bowl, to the All-Star game, but then they are picking teams at the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like that idea,
I
actually.
Think that's an interesting idea.
I'd like to see how that plays out.
Not sure you can do it in football where you kind of have to practice a little bit.
Well, but because they're at the beginning of the week.
I guess, yeah, because they're doing it Friday night. Then the skills competition will use those sides, and then the game will use those
sides.
I
like it.
I think it's a neat way to bring some intrigue.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if year after year it'll still bring the intrigue, but for this year, I think it's
sure,
very interesting.
Try it out.
I would do it with the Pro Bowl. I still say, just make
so
it.
So how are they going to pick the teams?
Like I think captains.
And then they just take one at
like
a time.
Like Sidney Crosby might be one captain. Yeah.
And like a schoolyard.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Well, I love it.
Except for the Eric in the group standing
well,
at
mid-ice. Well, who's the last guy that gets picked?
But right. The last guy, you're at the All-Star
right,
game.
And
right.
You laugh it off.
Right.
I mean, it's funny because everybody walks away and you're just in the spotlight in the middle of the ice by yourself. But they're trying.
I like
coming up with an idea.
That's a good idea.
For football, I still say the best way is just Hugh Hefner's house.
Heinz Field has the Winter Classic.
Which maybe they might get bumped back. It's going to rain.
Is it?
Yeah.
They might have to push it to the night or tweak it.
Another great idea.
It is a great idea,
by the way. It is a good
idea.
I love
outdoor
maybe
the greatest event of the NHL season. People like
okay,
it.
Okay, the next year that they have it in Fenway, will it be as big of an event?
Sure.
No, it won't.
Wait, and who says it's going to be at Fenway?
It could be bigger.
I'm just saying, you know, once you have it in that place where you don't usually see a hockey game, then it...
But they still have a few of those
so
to go through.
Unique anymore.
They still have a few of those to
go
through.
They could play here.
I know.
Yeah, they could play here.
It's got... It's
Gillette Stadium.
It's limited.
It's trying. Why do we poo-poo people for trying?
If people like the game so much, wouldn't more people potentially want to buy tickets
NFL.
And want to go?
Lisa from
China.
Yeah,
that's right. They play their games. They don't cancel them like you wusses.
Lisa from China. Contrary to what you guys are saying, I believe Belichick is thrilled about Merriweather's second Pro Bowl selection. With Sanders, Chung, and Page, and McGowan coming back, the Pats are all set at safety, and Brandon was already on his way out. Now his trade value has increased. This is very, very similar to when Scott Cooper ridiculously became a two-time All-Star when he was basically a minor leaguer and the Sox were able to flip him for real Cormier and Mark Whitten.
That's because the Red Sox didn't have a ton of talent at that point and every major league team had an All-Star. The Patriots are the best team in football. They're 13-2. So it's not. And Scott Cooper had an absolute cannon. Strongest arm I think I've ever seen in person from third to first.
Lisa says, P.S. Fred is the cutest one, followed by Andy, Eric, Pete Brock, Vince Wilfork, and finally Paul.
Why is he not here? He's behind Vince Wilfork and Pete Brock. Who is that? Karen in China?
Lisa in China.
Lisa, send a photo. Sucky, sucky.
Boston Sports Media Watch is a great quote from the 2010 draft day.
Sucky, sucky,
Breer
sucky.
Blasting the Patriots for drafting McCourty and comparing it to the Borges on Seymour quote.
That's because Breer doesn't prepare for the draft like PFW does, so he wasn't as well informed. He was worrying about his next job while at the combine rather than actually researching, listening, talking to the talent on hand.
Yep, like you and I always do.
That's right. You know, some of us go there to do our job. Others go there to network.
Network.
That's why we're still doing the same stupid job, and he's on the NFL network.
G4 Driver has broken down his name for you, Andy. He says, I'll make it easy for you. Military pilots have long called themselves drivers, like Hornet Driver or Tomcat Driver, etc. The G4, Gulfstream 4, is a business jet. I think Mr. Kraft owns one. And the driver part is just my Mefa Mass accent.
Nice.
So he's a pilot?
Of a G4.
Yeah.
I guess so.
For Mr. Kraft.
Well, maybe not for him, but someone like him.
Brady.
Who has access to that.
Giselle. Point. What do Brady and Giselle do?
Mike Vrabel had an interesting quote. They were talking about how owners, you know, people relate more to players than owners. And Vrabel said, yeah, because, you know, there aren't 32 players in the NFL that all have their own private jet.
There may be a couple of them, though.
Oh, I don't know if they own it, but
they have
access to it.
Like NetJet or Marquee Jet.
Right.
They all those players wear those Marquee Jet hats during the golf tournaments and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's the quarterbacks and the real mucky mucks.
Was it called fractional? Fractional?
It's like a timeshare.
Ownership or something.
It's like a timeshare. It's like a timeshare, yeah.
But how does that work if you both want it? Like,
they must have like a schedule, first come, first serve basis kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or they have other planes. It's not just
like
one plane, but like maybe they have a fleet of aircraft that you can choose from, depending on where it is. Or
Mick from Ireland says, I've been looking for the AK-47 show on Facebook, but can't find it anywhere at all, so I was wondering if you could email me the link for it. That's Mick from Ireland.
Hey, Numbnut, what's the link?
For Facebook?
Yes.
He doesn't care anymore.
What is he doing
all of a sudden,
sitting there with a dumb look on his face.
He finally got his AK-47 show, and now he's like...
You mean he's just sitting there?
Yes. Comes naturally.
Well, you have to... You just...
search AK-47 in the search bar, and it'll come up instantly.
So, Mick, you're not a real bright guy, are you? Or you're just drunker than the average Irishman?
So no, sober enough to compose
no
the email.
No hyphen, just put AK-47 and it'll populate.
Because I've never been on Facebook, but that sounds
populate.
Pretty self-explanatory. It'll actually pop up?
If you, yeah, it pops up, and it actually the site has links to the podcast from the two ones that we've
How
done.
How many followers we got now?
Up over like 160, I think.
Wow, we're huge. We're groundswell support on the.
As far as Woody Allen, Robin in Alaska says Andy sounds nothing like him. Ironically, Eric does in a small way, but really only
That's
when he
bad.
Gets perturbed and then starts speaking quickly and defensively. Their cadence is similar. Woody Allen is sort of a mix
cadence
of Fred's ramblings,
with...
Eric's artsy fartsiness, and Andy's juvenile lust.
What's my juvenile lust for? Breasts?
Lust for juveniles.
No, not really.
You said it about your own family members. You know.
Easy.
You said it, not me.
Easy.
You said it.
Steve,
we have
Albany,
the tape.
Do you by any chance see any
no,
similarities between the emotional roller coaster of this season and the 03 season? Belichick
yes.
traded Lawyer Malloy in 03 and Randy Moss this year. The Pats suffered a loss to a divisional opponent early in 03, Bills in week one, and won early this year, Jets in week two. The Pats learned a lesson against the Redskins in 03 that turned their entire season around, like the Browns lost this year. What are we missing this year? What we are missing this year is a Brady Pooch punt.
Actually, Paul and I, excuse me.
Right. We're discussing that upstairs, that this team is very similar to that 03 team. A 14-2 team that was not as good as the next year's 14-2 team, and didn't blow people out necessarily, but always made the plays it needed to win the games.
Right.
So you started to feel like, okay, they're always going to get the play they need.
So
they had some lessons. They had some early season trade. You know, there's
so
a lot
potentially
of
the 11 team, notice 0-11. I didn't say 0-11. The 11 team could be a lot like the 0-4 team, which
sure.
was a defense that was solidified
sure.
and dominant. And
yeah, I mean, a big jump for 0-4 was Corey Dillon. It was a big addition.
Mm.
I don't know if you'll get that this offseason. You have the picks, and if they hit like Gronkowski, Hernandez, McCourty, then
yep.
sure. But I certainly agree with the guy earlier, though. The window is closed. You know, the Patriots were rebuilding or retooling or whatever you wanted to call it. And for some reason, they do that by winning 14 games. I'll be like Shaughnessy and just put it in the win column. And yet they still have, you know, they now look like you could re-sign Mankins, where it looked like he was gone
right,
before.
Right.
And you have the three, I'm going to call them first-round picks, in the top 33 next year. You just, the rich get richer.
Brooklyn Matt's weighing in. He says, first of all, Fred, you suck for not reading my listener on listener crime email to Giovanni. I get so many emails.
I can't read them all. Matt. It's a shame.
Secondly, Andy, you're a moron for not knowing what Woody Allen's voice and vernacular sounds like. It's nasal and complaining based.
Like yours. Thirdly,
and Eric, you're on my crap list today for saying you don't like Woody Allen movies.
I don't.
Why that is? It's because Woody Allen's reoccurring character always narrates the flashbacks of his life's biggest moments of epic failure. What's the matter, Eric? That hit too close to home for you?
Wow. This is usually your ally.
He is, but he's having a bad day, obviously. You got to cut him some slack.
Day or life? Ever since he got those SATs back, it went downhill.
Well, you didn't get good SATs?
No, he's talking about Brooklyn Matt.
Brooklyn Matt.
Oh.
Andy and Brooklyn Matt have this ongoing feud about their SAT scores and where they went to college. And
where did Brooklyn Matt go to college?
He dropped out of NC State,
and he dropped out.
Oh.
You know, he couldn't finish a school
Bill
that
Gates
Phillip
dropped
Rivers.
Out of school, too. You're not going to hold that against him.
No.
But
what did he do after he dropped out?
There are no
out?
Further comparisons between Brooklyn Matt and Bill Gates.
It's what you do afterwards that
Nothing
counts.
For Brooklyn Matt.
Oh, really?
Except make
he
up
runs
stories.
A record company.
He claims. And he claims he dates a hot model for 9 years. And
really?
She's crazy in the sack
stuff. Did he date her before she became a hot model?
She was never a hot model. That's
why
the
hasn't he put a ring on that finger?
Because there's no hot model. The same reason you haven't put a ring on whoever fingers, whatever. You know what I mean.
Paul writes in, as a big student of the game, Bill Belichick is, do you ever see him retiring? I've heard he has almost every book written
yes.
about football in his library, and he's read them all. How does he replace that? What would he do? Could he be the next Joe Paterno of the NFL, or be the Joe Paterno of the NFL?
He has said a number of times.
I'm not going to be Marv Levy.
Right.
Which means he's going to retire before he's however old Marv Levy was when he was
74.
Yeah.
But Bill's got like 20 years to go. Isn't he
right.
like 56 or something?
Yeah.
58, somewhere in there.
Latter 50s.
Yeah. So he's got 18 years potentially left. Mm. That'll have put him 34 years as a head coach because he's in year 16 now. So
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, just as a head coach.
And it'll put him over 50 years in the National Football League.
As a coach, yeah.
But I do see him retiring. I mean, is he going to die on the sidelines? That's the only other option. He's going to retire at some point.
Okay.
Unless I just feel bad when people think the one thing you do as a career, you can't do anything else in your life.
Right.
Once you retire, that life ends. There are so many other things in the world that you can do.
Right.
I mean, do them.
It opens up
especially when you have that kind of money.
Right. It opens up the next phase of your life.
Right.
But what would he want to do?
I don't know.
We've asked him that. He won't tell us.
Right.
He's only worried about the Dolphins this week.
And he probably is. He probably hasn't given much thought to what he's
doing. Oh, come on. When he's on five rings out on the Nantucket in the summer, drinking a beer.
He's enjoying the moment.
And part of enjoying the moment is thinking, you know, yeah, your mind.
Well, not for some people.
Well, he's not a robot. Come on. He's got to think about things in the future.
Maybe.
He can't just always be worried about the next practice and the next game.
Maybe he's just enjoying life.
Yeah, maybe he just looks like it.
He's a real happy-go-lucky guy.
Barrel of laughs.
In his own way. In his own way. And Tracy is upset. She says, when did Brooklyn Matt become part of your crew? Enough already.
No, he's not. We are in no way tied to Brooklyn Matt. In fact, I think we should ban his emails. Is that okay?
Well, I guess so. But he's funny.
Well, you can on the AK-47 program.
That's right.
I don't know if you can
in the third installment, which who knows when.
I got to go to practice.
All right, and that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We will be back tomorrow on Thursday at noon. And stay tuned for Playbook. We got a Playbook?
Affirmative, we do.
Okay, great. Well, stay tuned for that, and we'll see you tomorrow.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.